and welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Well, number 866-901-ADAM, 866-901-ADAM. We don't start the show with any phone calls, so if you call, there's a decent chance we'll speak to you. Good morning, Teresa Strasser.
Good morning, Adam Carolla.
Good morning, Danny Bonaducci.
Good morning, Adam Carolla.
Let's see. Well, much to get to today, but one of the things you probably need a little heads up on is we'll be doing some Huell Hauser talk coming up.
Always
seems to be a fan favorite.
Yes, give us a little sampler, Brian. You have a little something?
Okay, now the fun begins.
Huell is one of these local fixtures out here in Southern California, and California in general has been on TV for 20-something years on public television, so he doesn't have to burn so many calories.
Oh, boy. This is nice.
He's so Mr. Rogers in a rather large Mr. Rogers suit.
Yes.
He's a big boy.
He's
much bigger than he sounds.
The key to him is... There's something, well, he's a Southern boy, and there's something that's so charming about how delighted he is with the things, the goods that are manufactured, the factory tours, you know. He'll go and tour someone's factory, and he's much more excited about it than the guy who runs the factory.
Plus, I think the choice of the word delightful actually describes his feeling better than, say, happy or excited.
Right.
He is delighted by things.
Yes. So your family has been making corn tortillas in this old San Fernando mission for over 80 years.
Just over 80 years.
Over 80 years.
Between 80 and 90.
80 years. That is incredible. And what do you do here at the loading dock?
I would say loading.
You load the tortillas here.
Into trucks.
At the loading dock.
Correct.
So this is where you load the tortillas.
Into trucks.
Louie, could you get a shot of this? Those are the trucks. These are the trucks that they've been loading the tortillas in for almost 80 years.
These trucks are obviously new, but yes.
These trucks are new!
They're 3 years old.
So they're not 80 years old!
No, these trucks are not 80 years
old. Those wheels aren't wooden?
I'll check again, but I don't think
so. The tires aren't solid rubber?
I'll have to check on
that. And your family's been in this location for how long?
Again, over 80 years.
80, Louie, do you hear that?
Sure do.
Adam, you said it best when you said that the only thing that ends up on the editing room floor is the editor's feet.
This has been wonderful reenactment.
Although I really did want to know, as long as, because a couple of times I thought, well, that's interesting. I wanted to know, since tortillas are flat by nature, how many fit in the truck at the loading dock?
Louie, can you get a count of those tortillas?
Louie
must want to kill himself. Yeah, he's at... By the way, we'll be going... Huell will be going... He'll be transporting us to the Quartzsite Arizona swap meet.
Oh, yes. It's called California Gold.
Very controversial issue.
Adam, I don't know.
A very controversial episode of California's Gold. They're
now,
actually...
Before we go any further, I've got to apologize to everybody.
That's right. He's going into Arizona. He's venturing into Arizona.
Now, can they have him? Is that like cool?
My fear is if our Huell, who is a, you know, California Gold, he is a treasure. He's a local treasure. If he sort of wanders into another state, I fear he'll not be understood and be burned as a heretic. I feel like you have to grow up with Huell, otherwise you'll stone him to death.
See, there, you just said, before I could even get my point out, you actually gave the rebuttal to it, which was, Mickey Mouse is in Tokyo and in Europe, so Mickey Mouse can venture not only over state lines, Florida, California, but Mickey can go continental.
Yes,
but then the growing up with him part begins.
There is no end to the information that you have provided us today.
The thing about Huell is, I think he's like a horrible local dish, like like poi or menudo or something like that. You don't grow up eating it. You don't have a stomach for it.
Yeah,
if you were just in New York City and you saw Huell conducting an interview, you would choke him out with the mic cord.
Right.
Localers would choke him with the mic cord. And then at the trial, they would run the tape of the interview and they would throw the case out.
Right.
They would never be convicted.
I just saw that on a movie where a guy tried to interview people on the street and they run. Because people, anytime you surprise people, they, especially foreigners, I found.
Mm-hmm.
I speak Japanese. I used to speak it much better than I do now. I used to be fluent, but I can get by still. And Grauman's Chinese, when I lived there, I would come outside, and by the way, don't start speaking Japanese to Koreans. They hate it.
No, really?
So, yeah. So you wait till you hear them
speak. Different language.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also insulting.
They
got an issue going on there, those two.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd wait till you hear them speaking Japanese, and then you'd go up just to start a conversation or something because you're bored or lonely, and which I was both times living in my car. And I would say, excuse me, what time is it? That seems to be an opening question. Excuse me, what time is it? And they would leap back. Everything is a robbery in America.
I would argue, though, if you have to point to your watch.
Yeah.
When you're asking what time it is, then you know no more than I do.
You're not as confident.
You should
Japanese.
Be able to have. You should clasp your hands behind your back when you speak now, and see if they know what you're talking about.
I have to show you this because I think this is only fair, and you can describe it if you wish.
All right, Danny's now standing up.
Huh?
Oh, he's staring at a watch.
He's
Adam, this is radio.
It's the stupidest purchase ever.
Yeah.
That was
this is amazing.
Yeah, Danny has a. As a watch that not only doesn't let you know what time it is, but I don't know what day it is after looking at that watch.
It's
a silver ball out here.
Is it Thursday?
Sunbeams coming out of it, and the hands of the watch are the exact same color as on the sunbeams. You can't see them. So
Amber,
I never know what time it is.
But you know you've arrived when you have a watch that you really can't read that costs a ton of money. Because if you think about it, if you don't have any money, your watch costs $4. Yeah. You can read it from across the street.
And it gives you the date.
If you have a ton of money, you spent $10,000 on one that you can't make out. Amber?
$179
at the
Good morning.
Not bad.
Hi, Amber.
What's happening, Amber?
Good morning, you guys. Adam, I just wanted to email that I'm from the NoHo District, too. Like you.
You're in North Hollywood.
I had not heard that expression. I thought that you lived in a place with no hoes.
No.
Well, that's true, too, but the true North Hollywood would know that.
Where are you from in North Hollywood?
Well, I don't live there anymore, but I used to live over, like, off Laurel Canyon, Oxnard.
Oh, that's beautiful country.
Yeah.
My dad...
It is.
The first house my dad bought on Gentry Street on... right off of... Which is just a stone's throw away from Oxnard and Laurel Canyon, was $15,000, as I've mentioned many times, in 1975.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good deal. They're probably going for, like, what, $500,000
now? Not that house. I mean, it's one of those things where you have to do a little math. Whenever I tell people that $15,000 in 1975, they go, wow, houses were cheaper back. They were cheaper back then. Yes, but not that much cheaper.
But I speculate on real estate all the time. I mean, I don't necessarily buy it because I don't have that kind of cash. But my mother and my brother, separate houses, live at Victory and Whitsitt.
Yeah.
So, you know, so on. I think my brother's house was $90,000. I believe that's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth $690,000 now.
What year did he buy it?
Do you know what? I don't know, to be honest. But I was in radio, so less than 16 years ago.
And
I had enough money to lend him a little bit. So, say, 12 years ago?
It is. I'll tell you, the whole real estate thing, and
but
it brings us to...
Do you know why, though?
Because
that's more expensive than it should be.
Right.
They built a super expensive, beautiful, on this little, not up yet, on this little nothing street, they built a super expensive, extravagant synagogue. And you have to live close enough to walk to it. The Jews.
Right, because the Jews on Shabbat, you don't drive.
Right.
What is with the Jews?
I see. But, you know, I feel like, because with religion, they always have sort of loopholes. Like,
oh yeah, they do.
You can't run your equipment on a Saturday, so you put it on a timer, so it turns on by itself. that's the part of religion I most enjoy.
Is that, like the
loophole.
Amish
the part where you treat your religion like the IRS, like I treat the IRS. Well, let's see. I can't do this, and they want that. How do I get around this? Aha! I'll put the dryer on a timer. That'll do
right.
it. That's exactly what they had in mind when they came up with it. By the way, but anyway,
okay.
The real estate, everybody, I'll just give everyone a pep talk. Probably the most important thing you can do is buy something, I would say. And many people don't do it. Most people don't do it. They do it or don't do it because they're scared.
Yep.
They think
That's motivation for almost everything.
Yeah, they think, I'm doing okay now, but what if I buy this house and I lose my job a year and a half from now? Then what? I'm stuck with this house. Well, I've seen in the, especially around here in Southern California, I mean, my mom lives in a house that cost $10,000 that my grandmother bought in like 1953, and my grandmother lives in a house that was like $12,000. You know, they're both $750,000 now. They're somewhere in North Hollywood. But even in the more modern era, my sister bought a house in Silver Lake, which didn't always used to be as gay and trendy as it is now.
Did it come alive?
But we're talking about the mid-90s. I know how much it was because she borrowed. You watch my fingers? She borrowed the money for the down payment from the Ace Man, which was about $6,000. And the house was like $118,000 in like 1997.
Wow.
I mean, it was like $118,000 in like 96, 97, probably 97.
Let me guess at the cost before you're done. Go ahead.
Well, she sold it before it even, she sold for $350 like 4 years ago, okay. 4 or 5 years ago.
It's about $7,000 now would be my guess.
Oh, easily.
I check Silver Lake all the time and I miss it. I'm thinking Echo Park now.
Koreatown.
All I'm saying is, peeps, let's not sit on it. If you got it, go get it. I bought my first house before I could afford it. I just bought it the second I got the down payment down. I was tired of renting my entire life. And everyone always pipes up. They go, oh, yeah, but what if, but what if, but what if. First off, don't listen to the what-ifers. And you what-ifers, you guys should all move into the same apartment and rent for the rest of your goddamn lives. I'm tired of the what-ifers.
Yes.
I come from a large group of what-ifers, you know, where I go, no, I'm going to keep my house, and I'm going to rent it out, and I'm going to buy another house. And they go, yeah, but what if a bunch of gypsies come in there and start making snuff films and parking their motorcycles in the living room and having, what if they're into Santeria? It's a, what if? Or what if I just make $50,000 of extra income because I rented it to a nice gay producer guy who's out of town 6 months out of the year? What if? You know the people, it's always, yeah, what if, worst case scenario?
Yeah.
Well, of course, what if, worst case scenario? You'll never get on an airplane, you'll never get in your car, you'll never go out on a date, you'll never buy a piece of real estate, you'll never do anything. Worst case scenario.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I bought my first house 3 years ago, and all I had was enough money for the down payment on this house. And the day it went on the market, it was the cheapest house for sale in Los Angeles County. It was the only house I could afford.
The cheapest house for sale. That's like saying I went out with the ugliest chick in the valley, which I did. But, I mean, it's just like saying it.
Well, it's true. I was really concerned. And, you know, when I bought the house, I had a job. And then, you know, this business, there was about a year dry spell. And I had to pay the mortgage. And when you have a mortgage, you find a way. I just took in.
You do find a way.
I took in two exchange students.
Turn tricks, whatever, yeah. T. I know you're not comfortable about talking about everything. Yeah. On the
I know we have to take a quick break, but I just had this conversation with my wife in bed last night because I have 3 meetings today. I won't be home all day today. And she said, why are you killing yourself? You make enough money. And I said, no, I don't. I have a number in my head because I used to be really rich and famous when I was 12. And then I lived in a parking lot, and that will not happen to my family. And I got a magic number in my head, and I won't rest till I reach it. Because that way you'll be safe, your kids will be safe, the grandkids will be safe, and after that I won't know the kids are in hell with them.
You know, when I'm in the sack with the old lady.
My
old lady. Magic number?
Yeah.
69.
Oh.
That's the way I work.
I thought it was going to be 3 minutes.
I promise I wouldn't talk about
Well, now wait a second. Magic number is what you need to make a year or what you need to have socked away.
In the bank.
Yeah. That's in the bank.
Yeah, liquid assets.
That is.
Preferably with my house paid off.
So.
But I can do it now. I could actually do it now. Live a pretty nice middle class life in Taos, New Mexico, which I like and have investigated.
Circa 1949.
No,
1949 to 51.
A big ranch with, you know, stables and stuff. I mean, a huge 6,000 foot ranch with stables and stuff. $400,000 on 7 acres.
I like to work the date in too when I talk to my wife. We could retire right now to Boca Raton and live in 5,000 square foot with servants, turn of the century. 01, 02. Okay. 1901, 1902.
Yeah. Sure, you wouldn't have the vote, but it'd be nice.
Right. Nice. Where were we? Yes, quick break.
We're
so this
break.
Number is how much is in the bank.
It's double what it was when I came up with it, because money and things have changed.
Oh, see, you can't do that. So this is a wad of cash, and this is just cash.
This is completely liquid assets, gold in a safe deposit box, which I don't think is a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Cash, whatever I can get, boom, I get money the second I want it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My magic number right now is a minimum, and then I'll relax, and I won't do everything this company asks, or any company, is $10
million. $10
million. And I don't have it.
You don't have that?
No.
Yeah. I have no idea how much money I have.
Really?
I don't even know where I don't have a bank account.
The account
I could probably narrow it down, but I really wouldn't know.
It'd be grass, though.
I wouldn't know what was in the bank. And that's not because I have so much. It's just because I pay so little attention.
Right.
And I have no idea.
That's
I really don't.
Job. If you bring the money home, you shouldn't also have to watch it.
It's a good point. You just have to watch the guy who's watching
it. Yeah, you got to really trust that accountant, or you're going to have like a Billy Joel situation.
My guy's still a guy in Detroit that showed up at an appearance.
We need to take a break. I went to high school with my guy. We need so you know he's good. He's a North Hollywood alum. We're going to take a break. T.
Yes.
Oscar talk, yes?
Well, Oscar talk is with Leo the Film Freak. He's going to be coming in because the nominations are this morning, so that's exciting.
That's right. Also, we're going to recap your date. You had a hot date last night?
Tepid.
But serviceable?
Don't
yes.
give so much away, which I'm sure you didn't.
But also, I'll fill you in on what happened with the Marine with whom I was fixed up at the Playboy Mansion.
Mm. Okay. All right, so we'll recap your date, and then after that, we'll get any some Oscar talk, yes? I do believe we'll do that.
I can't wait.
I think I wrote an email last night, and it may have come off flirty. That's why I added my wife to the end of it.
I loved it.
Okay, good.
We'll get into that. By the way, Silver Lake, good name for T's V. Take a quick break.
You know why? It's filled with gay men.
I hate it when she wins on the way out.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Don't go anywhere because there's a lot more coming up. It's the Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX. Free FM. 97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
We will not live by your commandments. We're free.
We're SoCal's free to be.
Right. Adam Carolla.
You cannot text a handy.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
They like to make bigger balls and bigger holes so actually people who suck can enjoy the game.
Bigger balls, bigger holes so people suck can enjoy the game.
Tom Likas.
I would never talk to you unless someone was handing me cash like they are now.
Let me tell you, big guy, doesn't get much freer than that.
There's pleasure in that for me.
97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Hey, it's Danny Bonaducci here, and I want to tell you about Dr. Tedoff. As a matter of fact, you know how sometimes disc jockeys or guys on TV go, I really want to tell you this. I actually really want to tell you this. This has got to be really important to me. First of all, what you need to know right now is the phone number, because I get so excited I forget to give it out. It's 1-888-TATT-OFF. That's 1-888-TATT-OFF. That's Dr. Tedoff. You know, it's funny. I have the name Debbie tattooed on my arm, and my wife's name is Gretchen. So I thought I would have that taken off. I thought that'd be really nice of me. And she told the owner of Dr. Tedoff what really hurts her. It's a tattoo. God, I'm ashamed of myself. I did to tell you. I got to apologize for something I did. I got a wedding ring tattooed on my finger. And instead of her thinking, oh, how romantic, she said, all I see is what you did. Every time I look at that, please take that off your finger. So I'm going to Dr. Tedoff. I'm going today at 1 o'clock. It's TATT off.
Right now is the time for you to try and score a brand new Panasonic 42-inch HD TV. Just call 866-EASY-WIN, 866-327-9946. If you're the right caller, you might get a brand new Panasonic big screen to watch the big game. Thanks to your big pals here at 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
It's the loudest afternoon talk show in Southern California history.
Who the hell are you calling?
Tom Likas, 97.1 Free FM.
If you knew of a place where every playmate shows you everything they've got, you'd go there, wouldn't you? If you knew of a place where sexy celebrities don't pose in skimpy outfits and instead shed every stitch of clothing for the camera, you'd go there, wouldn't you? If you knew of a place where exclusive cybergirls show you what they've got every week, you'd go there, wouldn't you? Turns out there is such a place. It's called the Playboy Cyber Club. At the Playboy Cyber Club, you'll see hundreds of thousands of images and videos of all your favorite playmates, cybergirls, and celebrities. There's new content added daily, so there's always something new waiting for you. Don't miss hot upcoming features like Girls of MySpace and Playmate of the Year. How do you get into the Playboy Cyber Club? First, you've got to go to 971freefm.com, click on the Playboy Cybergirl of the Day, and then you're on your way to the club. The Playboy Cyber Club. Our members get it. Go there now and get some for yourself.
Hi, I'm Fernando Perez, and I'm sure you've heard my friends here at Free FM telling you to call me at Best Funding. That's because I've done real estate loans for many of them and their friends, and they trust me. I think it's important for you to work with people you trust because profit-driven gimmick lenders and their misleading ads have overwhelmed the real estate industry. Thanks to those greedy lenders and their bait-and-switch tactics, many families are now facing hardships and foreclosures. That's not part of the American dream, folks. At Best Funding, our staff is devoted to ensuring that you and your family are treated fairly and get the greatest benefit possible from your new home loan while maximizing your safety and security. With our standardized loan process, you can get cash in your hands in just 12 days without inflated rates or unnecessary fees. Do what my friends here at Free FM do. Call Best Funding at 888-549-1010 because you shouldn't have to pay more for a home loan or refi just because you don't have good credit. Call 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010. I'm Fernando Perez. Thanks, everyone.
We need to be free men and women. We're not free, and we're no different than Cylons.
97.1.
Don't worry. More of the Anna Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
KLSX Free FM, an equal opportunity employer, is dedicated to providing broad outreach regarding job vacancies at the station. We seek the help of local community organizations in referring qualified applicants to our station. Community organizations that wish to receive our vacancy information should contact Jennifer Baker at 97.1 KLSX Free FM by calling 323-930-5271. In addition, all listeners are encouraged to visit CBSRadio.com for an online listing of job openings.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Here's what's coming up this morning on the Adam Carolla Show with Program Director Jack Silver.
Yo, 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 check it, peeps. Back by popular demand, more Hugh Hauser.
Oh, boy! This is amazing! Big State of the Union address tonight, so we'll talk about what's wrong with this country. And we'll go over the Oscar nominations with Leo the Film Freak. Hey, someone tell Leo I found his favorite pink shirt under my bed again. After we were playing strip poker. Or with girls. Okay.
Thank you, Jack. And now Adam Carolla with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah, time to get a update on Teresa's date she went on last night. Quickly.
Yes.
Before we get to tease D, I want to say that I walked into the common kitchen over there with our writer, Mike Lynch, and we were both, we had our sniffers on. We were like, what the hell's this smell like? What's going on in here? And he said, I smell donuts, and I smell, and I said, I smell institutionalized dessert. When they make dessert at a bad cafeteria, right, at a school or prison, just there's a general sweetness that comes over the room. And then we narrowed it down. Yes, someone was making coffee. What flavor? Creme brulee. Coffee, and we've now hit an all-time low. You guys can sniff the package of the creme brulee coffee came in, but how many times do I have to say to the people that are listening, coffee is its own flavor, just like iced tea is. Let's stop effing it up by making the hazelnut or the macadamia nut or the chocolate mint or the Irish coffee or the Irish this or the creme brulee. I like the coffee with the cream in it. I went to a place. I did some work after work last week. I went to a hip and trendy recording studio out here in Southern California. There, these things are all over the place. And they always
You
never expect them. They don't have signs.
They look like crack houses. And then you go inside and they're the $50 million worth of equipment.
Yes. And they don't take people, you know, they don't need business people walking up the street going, hey, I think I'll cut a commercial liner. You make appointments and you go there. But they always have a nice kitchen and nice food. Mm-hmm. And I'd worked a long day and was having to do even more work. And I said, I need a cup of coffee. And I poured myself a cup of coffee. And I said, now, do you have any milk? Because these places have 5 refrigerators and 10 kinds of everything. Well, what did they have? They have the little flavored packets. We got the Irish cream. We got the Bailey's cream. We got the hazelnut. Yes, I want the cream-flavored cream because I like coffee with cream. I don't like coffee and then try to turn it into another flavor. It's like, hey, you like that pork chop? Good, I got some beef sauce. We'll see if we can turn it into brisket for you and confuse your mouth. I don't like it, so here's what I had, and this is one of those things I'd announced to the receptionist who was horrified. I said, you know, people make fun of L.A. They had soy milk.
Yeah, I saw that in L.A. Story with Woody Allen.
And then they had... Oh, I didn't remember that.
Oh, it was a great scene.
Well, they this
a half latte with a half shot, half decaf. It took them 25 minutes to order.
This is art imitating life or life imitating art. They had soy milk at this place and then 15 different flavors, but every flavor, but cream. And all I'm saying is with all your hibiscus teas and your passion fruit teas and your now creme brulee coffees, let's just do coffee. Let's do the best coffee we can do and put some milk in it. Thank you. The more you know. Tea.
Thank you.
Brian was almost ready.
Tea, what happened on that date last night?
Well, okay. Well, first let me discuss the Marine to compare and contrast. And the Marine at the Playboy Mansion, there was like a win a date thing, which is a little awkward as it was sort of being foisted upon them.
Sure.
Well, you know what? That's crap. You kept saying that, and they were lining up and begging.
Well,
foisting is like you're holding them hostage. Please have sex with Teresa.
Right.
They wanted to foist you right on their lap.
Well, Tyrone won. And I gave him
yes, they wanted you to foist you on their petard.
Yes.
There is no racial bigotry here.
To hang you or to...
Foist you on their fleshy petard.
I gave him my cell phone number and my email.
The Marine.
Yes, and I really like this because, I mean, I was a little nervous because, you know, really he's a stranger. And I just, I don't know, on an instinct, I gave him my real information.
Mm-hmm.
And he texted me the next day, which I thought was nice because calling could be a little intrusive.
Mm-hmm.
But he texted and just said, it was really nice to meet you. And I texted back, thank you, it was nice to meet you too.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sent an email of a photo of all 4 of the Marines and me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote back thanking him. And then he...
Text back?
No, email.
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 Because I
moved up.
I just figure there's going to be, like, if this conversation in about 30 years is going to end up sounding like, I gave my email address and he shot me over an IM, so I text message him back, and we agreed to have sex with each other's robots.
Yeah, we're going to have to start making up words.
Yeah.
At some point, you don't have it's text, it's email, and then you just make
it's just going
to
go into an entire cyber world. We agreed to have a cyber relationship where I set my cyborg over to his place to be married, and then a hologram of a priest came down, and R2-D2 was the best man.
Yes. We had sex, and the graphics were great.
Yes.
Well, so then he sent a picture, and I thought that was sweet. And he wrote a letter saying how much the Marines appreciated being invited to the Playboy Mansion, and how it made them feel really appreciated to have an experience like that. So I thought I would pass that along. And then he kind of, you know, there he's in at Camp Pendleton, which I think is, you know, an hour and a half or 2 hours away.
It's halfway to three quarters of the way to San Diego or something like that.
It should be an hour and a half. Yeah. Almost all the time it's 3 hours.
So I said, you know, you're the Marine with the busy schedule whenever you're free. And then I read the unfortunate words, as soon as my truck is fixed.
You're so ugly you could be a modern art masterpiece.
Yeah. Well, you gotta understand, you know, however we romanticize Marines, they're working off about $900 a month. So that's almost as little as Brian gets paid.
What is your major?
I'll be looking forward to that. And then last night
we did discuss if you do make the pilgrimage up to Camp Pendleton, you do get to pass Danny's favorite sign, which is the family dragging the other half of the family across the freeway.
It's a dad grabbing a mom who's barely hanging on, grabbing a daughter who is not hanging on.
It's a graphic sign.
And flailing in the wind like a cartoon. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I and my daughter, and my daughter was only like six, pulled over on the freeway and reenacted that sign and had our picture taken.
That's good stuff.
Well,
I suggest they get a sign that is just like the one where there's when you're in deer country. It just has the deer. You know what I mean? Just have the silhouette of the Mexican. Huge sombrero, beer bottle, sticking out, leaning against the cactus. We'll do the fleeing math.
Yeah. Sometimes you paint a picture for me that just stays forever. And when you can fall asleep laying against a thing with 2-inch spines, you're really tired.
That's right.
That one stuck with me. I took that home with me.
On the Marine tip, I have to say that I really liked that he texted me the very next day after we met, and Danny was telling me that back in his dating days, he would text a girl the same night they met.
Back in my dating days, we didn't have texts.
Well, in your cheating days?
The same night.
No, I would call immediately, from the payphone at the corner.
Yes, I like that. I think there was a 3-day rule, and then it turned into a 6-day rule.
You know, we were doing an episode of The Other Half, which should have been called The Danny Bonaducci Show with Three Liars Watching, because it was all about what men really think, but I was the only one willing to say sex was the answer to everything, just shut up. And, you know, Dick Clark would go, well, it's really important that we treat a lady this way. And Mario, who's a complete whore, would go on and on about I have sisters and I treat women with the respect.
Right.
Like, the question would be, what do you think of women who have sex with you on the first night? And Dick Clark would say, well, back in my day, and Mario would say, that was pre-stroke, it got worse. And then Mario would say, well, I have sisters and I think they should be treated with the women, should be treated the way I would want my sisters treated. And they'd get to me and I'd go, I like a woman who has sex with me on the first date twice as much as I like the woman who waits for work a second day. And it goes like that.
Right.
She has what I want, and she gave it to me. I'm going to like her less for that?
Yeah, well, then the question is long-term or big picture.
Yes.
But like is not the right word. Yes, you do like them more.
More, yes. Absolutely.
Well, that brings me to the comedian. Now, the first time I met him, I'm just going to be frank. Here's what happened. I met him over there at the improv, and we got to talking, and then I just wanted to keep talking, and so I went over to his place and stayed over there, but he slept with his clothes on, including jeans, like there was no funny business.
He did the night before, too, though, when he was alone. Let's be fair, comedians are slobs.
If I tell you this, you promise not to cry, because I've heard a couple of stories.
I can't promise you. Yeah.
I'll do my best, but I have to say it. It's not really my job. It's almost my pleasure. You are such an incredible a-hole.
Why?
I can't believe it. You go over to a Marine's house.
Not the Marine. This
whatever
is a comedian.
Guy. You go over to his house. In his house. And you say, you know what? It's a little bit of a drive. I think I'll sleep over.
No, you're confusing two guys.
So what doesn't matter.
This guy lives on Franklin.
As long as you stayed in a guy's house and he didn't take his pants off, you're just rude. Because you know what happened? He sat in his bed with an erection all night long waiting for the big move to happen.
Let me say this, and I may not have been listening either, but you drive over to a guy whose family's been making tortillas in the San Fernando Valley for 80 years, and you announce, no, wait, the Marine is Camp Pendleton.
Haven't met him yet.
Haven't met him.
This guy lives 10 minutes away.
This guy lives, but now why do you crash at his pad?
He's 10 minutes away.
Well, first of all, you don't want to drink and drive.
You wanted to torture him.
And I did say, you know, I don't want to give you the wrong impression. If I go over there,
so
I'm
going to just leave my t-shirt.
But the sleepover part, first off, how much do you have to hate your own house? You must hate your food time. Okay, so at what time do you guys go to bed?
He's a charming guy. We were up all night talking.
Up all night?
Yeah.
And that's cute.
And you go to bed at 6 in the morning when the sun comes up?
I probably fell asleep around 5, and then I woke up at 9, and here's where I kind of went wrong. Because I was getting to the fact that he didn't call me for 5 days, and I was very upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I woke up, you know, you got to put on your boots and dress from the night before, and you're in a strange house, and you're like, get me out. And I guess I fled.
Right.
And the way I fled made him think that I never wanted to see him again. But I really just wanted to...
You scurried and you freaked him out.
You did.
Yeah, I freaked him out.
I just had sex with a stranger flee.
Yeah, but I
didn't. And you didn't even have sex with the guy.
Yeah.
In my world, I'm not even kidding you. I'm telling you dead seriously. That's really cruel. I couldn't take that.
But
a girl
then he
in
said,
my house, I'd be all night long waiting for her to come in my room and say, you know what I've been thinking? I couldn't take it.
Did he try to have sex with you?
No, he was very respectful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
Where'd you sleep?
Kissed.
Same bed?
Yes.
Oh. Same bed, but he's in his clothes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm trying to sort him out at the same time. Slept in his jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't he just have denim pajamas he could sleep in? I mean,
you don't remember this from your teenage years or when you first got your house?
I do kind of.
Girls
I mean,
sleeping over in their t-shirts and underwear and saying, I don't want to do anything. And you're just sitting there all night ripping your eyes out.
I still didn't sleep with my shoes on, though.
No, he didn't have shoes.
That's what sweatpants are for. But I feel like comics don't have sweatpants.
I think that's all they have.
All right, so you go to sleep. He's respectful. Second date last night.
I think, yeah. And then I think I sent the mixed message by fleeing. And then I didn't hear from him for 5 days. And then I was really hurt because I thought, oh, no, he didn't like me. But really, he was confused because I had fled.
Right.
It was the last chopper at a nom. I was like, I got to get out of here now and take a shower. And then I asked him about it last night. And he said that he didn't know if I really wanted to see him again. And then he also said that he didn't want to look desperate. And that's the part that bothers me.
They didn't want to look desperate while sleeping in his jeans?
Well, by calling. Because if he had called the next night and said, do you want to go out?
But you're dealing, A, with a stand-up comedian.
Yes.
And B, with a guy who's a little bit heavyset.
Yes.
So you're dealing with a guy with self-esteem issues right there because of the weight, and then they've been compounded by virtue of the fact that he does stand-up comedy for a living. Okay. So anyone who does stand-up comedy is either a maniacal sociopath or, Danny's raising his hand, or the most incredibly insecure person you've ever met, or both.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I think it was both.
Absolutely.
Right, that's what comedians are. So you're dating, I mean, you're really dating the British sports car of the 50s. You know, I mean, you almost need to be a mechanic to drive this car.
I know.
Bad wiring. You know what I mean?
I know.
It's a full-time gig. It's fun. It looks great. It sounds great, but
Am I the only one that cares that she didn't drive it? She put the keys in the friggin' ignition. She turned it on. She put her hands at 10 and 2 and then didn't drive the Eagles car.
I'll take a step further. Try to kill the guy with carbon monoxide in his own garage.
Right.
In his own denim garage.
Can die from one of the
his own gilded denim garage.
In brief, because I'm very excited here about the Oscar nominations and I see Leo the film freak. I don't know if anybody...
We're still on your second date.
Okay.
Yeah, don't even
I don't know if anybody can relate to this, but I've now had two of these in a row. Back when you guys were dating, did you ever have sophomore slump where you have a good first date and then the second date is kind of awkward and you've gotten all the basic conversation out of the way and it's not quite you know, I think I'm going to push past it.
Well, you had 22 hours of conversation your first date.
I ran out.
You may have used up all your good conversation.
Adam, I was out of material. I had nothing.
So the second date, not exciting, ends with a kiss? A passionate kiss?
Yes, and then I have to add this. Mm-hmm. There was a little something disconcerting.
Mm-hmm. You don't know how wrong you are with me.
This is a little shallow.
This can hurt us.
What happened was, and you've seen the guys I've dated. It's not like I'll only date, you know, a pretty boy. He had the first time I met him, he'd had like real bushy eyebrows.
Yeah.
And then,
he
had a unibrow.
Yeah, we're talking.
And then I think before the date, he decided he was going to fix it up.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure it was a date and he just didn't want to chain you up in the dungeon?
Well, he was doing his comedy like in Kentucky or somewhere. And don't get a beauty treatment in Kentucky. Eyebrows frame the face. They're very important. And he had gotten them waxed, and they were so uneven that it looked like a freaking Picasso. One was like,
nice.
It looked like a thin, like, 40-year-old smoking lady one, and one was bushy, and it made it look higher, and it was very distracting.
So one side was Agnes Moorhead.
Nice.
And the other was a Nagel painting from the 80s. I'm trying to think what the other. Who has a little bit of a comb? Cindy Crawford, circa 88.
Brooke Shields.
Brooke Shields.
Yeah,
thank
it was
you.
Like Brooke Shields on one and Marlena Dietrich on the other.
Nice.
Wow.
And it was pretty severe.
Possibly divine.
One of them wants to be left alone. Oh, and the other one's clinically depressed, and she also wants to be left
Interesting.
Alone.
Interesting.
He had warned me about it in advance.
I have had my eyebrows waxed before, just because my wife used to run a spa, and she used to tell me to go in there and do it. And
guys out there that are going, oh my God, you must not be married. Okay, I've had Botox shot in my face because she was going and didn't want to go alone. I've had my eyebrows waxed. Learned to be a man. Step
up but
the
Adam looks good because his wife has taken care.
Well,
that he does.
It all grew back, but I instructed the eyebrow masseur, the esthetician. I said, she said, what kind of shape do you want? What do you want? I said, put them in the shape where I look interested. Because my wife does a lot of talking, and I don't want to have to work the muscles in my face, you know, to do that. Do tell. Hey. I said, do that. Just shape them so it looks like I'm listening and agreeing with you, and then I'll just sit around almost asleep, and everyone will just be nodding their head going, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
You need tons of Botox, because then she'll know in advance he can't move his face.
Well,
you can just say, I'm incredibly excited about
That'll be next. T, I feel like we barely scratched your lottery ticket last night. Will there be a third date?
Yeah, if he asked me out. He did say on the way. I mean, it's hard to go out with me because I got, you know, I got to be asleep by 8 or 9.
Right.
So I'm not the most fun.
Mm-hmm.
But he did say he did say he'd like to go out again. So I think there will be.
All right.
It's potential.
Leo the film freak, who's on Free FM out here in Los Angeles and possibly more stations than that, although I'm not sure if Leo is on other stations. Anyway, he's does a great show called The Film Freak out here, Leo the Film Freak. It's on weekends. It's a wonderful show. I've listened to it many times, and he is just back from the Oscar announcement.
Yes, it just came out. Very exciting.
So he'll be in here, and he'll fill us in on all that's going on in the world of Oscars next on The Adam Carolla Show.
Don't go anywhere, because there's a lot more coming up. It's The Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci.
Ooh, Carolla.
The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1.
KLSX.
Free FM.
You know, our job here at 97.1 Free FM is to make sure that guys like you have the chance to be guys. So we're teaming up with Pechanga Resort to give one lucky winner and his buddy two luxury rooms at Pechanga. Just go to 971freefm.com now and enter to win the Pechanga Resort's Ultimate Bachelor Getaway. While you're there, check out Pechanga's award-winning Great Oak Steakhouse, party with the ladies at Silk Nightclub, and of course, all of Pechanga's world-class casino action. This whole deal is powered by Pechanga Resort and Casino. Catch them on the web at Pechanga.com. Or call them at 877-711-2WIN. We are LA's FM talk station, 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Hey, streamers! Tim Conway Jr. here for Covenant Mortgage. Are you looking for a safe and fair place to get a home loan? You don't know who to turn to? Not sure you should really trust that crazy nephew of yours who's been selling loans for about 3 hours? Well, then you have to call my friend Dave Harden, owner of Covenant Mortgage, and listen to our radio show, Mortgage Matters, every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. right here on 97.1 Free FM. Now, check this out. Dave is a former banker who came out of retirement to form Covenant Mortgage with the purpose of taking the confusion out of lending. If you really want to understand your options and the true cost of each of them, you've got to call Covenant Mortgage. Even if you're already in the process with another lender, give them a call and let them review it for you. No pressure, no obligation. They're the best. You're already online, so visit them now at COV411.com. COV411.com. Now listen to myself and Dave Harden every single Sunday morning for Mortgage Matters. It airs from 10 to 11 a.m. right here on 97.1 Free FM.
Welcome to At Home with the Perverted and Lonely. Today we go behind the purple curtain to spend a few minutes with Frosty Stillwell, America's favorite pervert.
Frosty loves the little children.
We sat with Frosty on his luxurious Hollywood Hills deck overlooking the Power Tour, a raucous non-heterosexual nightclub where Frosty liked to, well, he says it best.
Jerk, 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 jerk.
An ever-gracious host, clad in his sequined rainbow-colored muumuu, we asked Frosty what his favorite pastime was.
Penis, penis, penis.
And why he was so enamored with eating bratwurst.
Feels better in your mouth.
It's quite obvious that a radio salary couldn't pay for all of these Grecian marble furnishings. So, just how did Frosty afford such an opulent lifestyle?
I'm a professional gargler.
Finally, when he politely asked,
"Did you check my anal area?"
We knew it was time to blow this fruity popsicle stand. Ta-ta to Frosty Stillwell. Still, well, perverted and lonely.
Weekends were made for liquor homo.
It's all about support.
You need help.
Yeah.
Are you willing to open up your arms and let someone help you?
I'm willing to do anything.
It's all about helping others.
I want to thank all of you for what you've done for my girlfriend. It's made an impact on our lives.
It's All Talk Recovery Radio. Saturday nights at 11 on Free FM.
You're sticking needles in your arm at the age of 46, you have a choice. You know what to do, but you know what? You can't do it all.
Join John T. and his solutions crew for 3 hours of real answers to real problems.
You guys gave me so much support that I never had that before. Like, totally strangers caring about me, counseling me, you know, it's like, it's really touching though, because I never had this before.
Visit them at alltalkrecoverynow.org. That's alltalkrecoverynow.org.
You gotta get busy, brother, and help somebody that can't help themselves.
All Talk Recovery Radio, Saturday nights at 11 on 97.1 Free FM.
97.1 KLSX, Free FM, where middays are all about Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Well, you hear that U2 ripoff guitar. That can only mean one thing. Actually, I prefer this to the real U2. Travel Worm, the exclusive travel partner for whose show? The Adam Carolla Show. Right. That's right. Best rates on hotels, airfare, show tickets, and event tickets all under one roof. Well, not a roof, but stuffed into your computer. That's right. You go to travelworm.com and you get the best prices. And you want to talk Vegas? I'll talk Vegas. You like Vegas? Who doesn't? I'll tell you who loves Vegas. Hooters. Hooters has themselves a casino. It's got bars, it's got restaurants, it's got hotel rooms. You can go over there.
Does it even need any of those things? It just needs to be called that. And I'll flock to it and give them my money.
That's right. I feel like you could put a Hooters in, Hades or a Hooters. Well, that's actually a good thing for, like, an agent to yell at you when you're fired. I'll see you at the Hooters in Hades!
At the gates of death where it says, abandon all hope with Dante, it's got a Hooters, though.
Hooters, right there. But this is a Hooters in Vegas.
It's too much to almost ask
too much.
For.
It's too much at this hour. We shouldn't be able to talk about this before the 9 a.m. hour. I'm not even going to tell you that you got to call 888-700-VEGAS to book your hotel reservation over at Hooters in Vegas. You know what? I'm not going to talk about that. And go to travelworm.com for all your Vegas needs. That's travelworm.com.
The Free FM streaming experience is powered by the great taste of Miller Lite. Always a good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Always live responsibly.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
It's the new year. How about a new home? The rates are still good. You want to get 2007 off to a spectacular start. But which loan do you get? Rates go up, down, sideways, every which way. What do? Well, to make your new start in the new year really easy and affordable, Allstate Lending is proud to offer you their 5-year fixed payment loan at 4.5%. Yeah, 5 years with the same payment you can count on at a very attractive 4.5%. Allstate Lending wants you to look long and hard at this one because in a loan of, say, $500,000, it could save you $1,000 to $1,500 a month over what you're paying right now. And what could you do with another $1,500 a month? Imagine that. You should call Allstate Lending at 877-7-USA-FUN. That's 877-7-USA-FUN. And ask about the 5-year, 4.5% fixed program. In 2007, get off to a great start. Call Allstate Lending at 877-7-USA-FUN. That's 877-7-USA-FUN.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. It's time to play Guess the Movie Quote with our Nicaraguan movie reviewer, Oswaldo Castillo. Can you guess which movie this famous line is from?
You never hear the Millennium Falcon? She made the casserole in the last 12 parcel.
If you said Star Wars...
You've never heard of the Millennium Falcon? It's a ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
You're correct! Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm. Leo the film freak.
Hey, Adam.
Great to see
so
you,
much
Leo.
About you. Thank you. I know. I heard the tease on the way in.
Well, you and Jack are dear, dear friends.
Yeah.
20 years.
Some would say too close, Leo.
What is too close?
I think too close is a certain song.
I think we have an audio.
If I may be honest with you, when the boss is around.
All right, let's rock out. Thanks, Eddie.
I can promise this would be
heaven.
Too close right
you
here.
Put me through hell.
Come on, Jack.
Chains of love.
Sell it.
Put a hold on me.
Geez.
Everybody!
It's a prison.
Everybody!
Jimmy Kimmel, I'm going to kill you.
That's your recorded this.
Yeah. This would be too close, if you wanted a definition of too close.
The question I was going to ask you is, when I'm around Jack Silver out there in the hallway, he's the boss and makes me nervous.
You right.
Know, I know everybody gets really close after a while, but I'm not there yet. He's the boss and he makes me nervous. Are you the same guy he introduced me to yesterday and said, this is my best friend?
Yeah, at the mansion, yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow, they are. Because he actually went out. I mean, most grown-ups don't go out of their way to say, this is my best friend.
Oh, that's insulting, Danny.
I'm very secure in my manhood, so you guys just bring it on. Let's go.
No, dude, that was a compliment.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
I point out my best friend.
20 years, Jack and I have been really, really good friends.
And you guys met playing volleyball in slow motion in 1989.
Yeah. Iceman, clear or fire? Clear or fire? We do a Top Gun play a lot.
All right, let's talk Oscars.
Yes, I can't wait.
Just came out this morning, 5:30 this morning or something?
Yeah, they dragged everybody up, and we were there in Beverly Hills, and it was a good time. I was just did the E thing with Juliana DePandy. She's a lovely girl.
Can I quickly ask you this? Every year, whenever they do these announcements at these ungodly hours, 5:45, 5:30 in the morning. Right. I always say, why 5:45 in the morning? They go, East Coast.
East Coast.
Well, how about they get their information at noon? And we do it at 9. You know what I mean? I mean, what's the big deal? I feel like there's a lot of things, like they'll play the Super Bowl, and the Super Bowl start out here at 3:30 in the afternoon, and it'll start on the East Coast at 6:30 or 7, whatever. How about they just wait until the end of the day? How about they get it at 5 in the evening?
And in my opinion, you always in business follow the money. And the money is in L.A., not in New York.
Yes.
Well, we outbilled New York by $100 million.
It was a hard in time for the nominations, 5:38 and 30 seconds, because they want to catch, the Good Morning Americas and all the East Coast morning shows and The View and all that
stuff. I know, but it's as if they wouldn't report it tomorrow.
It's exciting, though, if you get nominated and you get that phone call at, 6 in the morning or 5:38.
All right.
You know you're getting
it. What are they? What are the nominations?
There? Well, let's start with Best Director, Martin Scorsese for The Departed. He's never won one. And, you know, he makes the best movies, I think.
He won the Golden Globe.
Well, he's never won an Oscar. You know, so this could be it for him.
Yeah, that's an indication, usually, that you're going to win the Oscar, that you win the Golden
Globe. He's been
Globe.
Down this road about six or seven times.
Well, ever since they started saying that, I feel it's the same way with everything we catch on to. It's like, hey, whoever wins the Xbox game wins the Super Bowl every year until we announce it, and then that team loses. And it's the same with the Golden Globes. 3 years ago, say, everyone who wins the Golden Globes wins the Oscar, and once we announced it, then they stopped doing it. But Scorsese should have won for Goodfellas.
Go home and get your f***ing shine box.
Should have won A Raging Bull, Casino. Sure. I mean, these are great movies you should have won for.
Gangs of New York was great.
Yeah, but as my dearly departed dad said, he goes, these are rich people in tuxedos getting awards. So if Martin Scorsese says he doesn't get the Oscar, does he still have the private plane? Does he still have the beautiful house and the great life?
No.
Can you not put it in perspective?
If he doesn't have the Oscar, he doesn't have it all.
But what about Dreamgirls? Most nominations.
Most nominations, but oddly enough, Dreamgirls... I haven't, you know, Dreamgirls is not my thing, like Chicago and all that.
Plus, they nominated by the pound, so that's why you got so many.
No best director and no best picture for Dreamgirls, but it's catching on now, so if you're into the Chicago thing, which I'm not, Adam.
Right.
You know, letting you know, musicals are not my thing. I know you're shocked by that. And then also...
Unless you weren't a liar.
Jennifer Hudson and Eddie Murphy both nominated, both won Golden Globes.
I know. That's very good, but a great one... That came out of nowhere in the best supporting actor category, and this will all register with you guys, and maybe you know this guy personally, Jackie Earl Haley, Danny. Jackie Earl Haley, I've seen these eyes before. Jackie Earl Haley in Little Children was a stud baseball player in Bad News Bears.
Yep.
Bad News
Bears.
Bears.
A friend of mine lived down the street in Calabasas.
The bad kid, the ringer who
and
came in.
And he was a bad kid.
Yes.
Sure. No, I know him best from Breaking Away, one of my favorites.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. He wasn't. But
he's Sean Cassidy.
Leo, you don't know Breaking Away?
No, not a big fan.
Oh, you got to see it.
I will.
Oh, you saw it, but you didn't like it?
A long time ago. You know what I'm thinking?
The film guy?
Hey, wait, stop the film guy. I'm not a critic. I'm just a guy who likes movies. There's a lot I haven't seen yet, you know?
All right, so, never stop Breaking Away.
He's going the Glenn Beck direction. I'm not a journalist. I'm just a thinker.
Well, no, yes. I mean, I think I've said many, many times that I think a lot of movie critics are full of crap, and that's why they have top 10 lists, and I don't really do a top 10 list because I really go to enjoy movies, and I've liked 50 movies this year.
What did you enjoy out of the best? Because it really seems like sort of an eclectic grab bag of movies this year. Yeah, best picture, best film
category. Well, here are the best picture nominees, and you have Letters from Iwo Jima, Clint Eastwood's movie about World War II from the Japanese point of view. Not many people went out and saw that.
I did see that.
Fantastic.
What did you think?
I thought it was good. I thought it was very good, although I felt the same way I felt about a lot of movies I've seen this year. It was about 18 minutes too long. Most of the movies I've seen this
18.
Year have had...
He does it all the time.
18 to 22. The point is I, you know, I've oftentimes... I said this coming from... Oh, after I saw the Pirates of the Caribbean and after I saw... I'll write them down and give you a list, but a lot of movies these days have gotten longer. Even The Departed was almost 3 hours or whatever, and I feel like most of the movies I've seen this year would have actually benefited if they're 15 minutes shorter, and at $1 million a minute, why not? For the studio,
By the way, on my way into work in the morning, I write down that Adam's going to say between 16 and 21 really weird, obscure things.
Well, no, but here's what I'm saying. Leo, perhaps you can help me with this.
Yes, I'll try.
Pirates of the Caribbean, or any movie these days, is almost, big studio movies are almost $1 million a minute.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Maybe more in some cases.
Sure,
so when you go see Pirates of the Caribbean and you go, wow, this movie costs $175 million to make, and it was a great movie, my only knock against this movie is it was about 20 minutes too long. It could have ended a little earlier. When your only knock against a product costs the manufacturers of the product, $25 million. You're not doing a great job manufacturing your product.
Why are you so fidgety in the theater, Adam?
Why? What happened was, is I got used to seeing movies that were 2 hours plus, and then all of a sudden, a bunch of movies came around that were like 78 minutes, and I got onto that.
My feet got
dancing to that beat, and now they jumped up an hour in the last 3 years.
I got used to 90 minutes. That was the length
in
of the movie.
In the last
was
few
90
hours,
minutes.
They've jumped up. How about the spy epic that was out a couple months ago with Citizen
The Good Shepherd?
The Good Shepherd.
Wow, 3 hours plus, like 3:18. That's a little long.
Good Shepherd. Very good.
Lucky number.
Good movie. Probably would have been a great movie had they kept it under 3 hours. That's my point.
I think a lot of these Hollywood directors have some yes people around them where they think that every frame that they shoot is revolutionary.
Right.
And they have to, you know, I think Peter Jackson's fallen prey to this where, hey, you know what? I got a 3 hour version of King Kong. Let's do a 3:25. I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, it's like, when is enough enough?
Also, go ahead.
I was going to say, look out for directed, wrote, and starred in because that means there's nobody hovering over you going, this we could cut.
Unless
you've got a cable show and then all those credits don't count at all.
Can I ask Leo, there are a couple of surprises. I would say for adapted screenplay, Borat.
Well, you know, the Borat sensation, if it's public opinion, the movie's made like $128 million, so people have seen it, and they had to give it something. They couldn't give him a best actor. I'm not the biggest I'm not the biggest Borat fan in the world. I thought it was like one never-ending Saturday Night Live skit. You know? I think the guy's a comedic genius, don't get me wrong, but adapted screenplay, it's like, here's a bone for you, Sacha Baron Cohen.
I got it. Because it felt mostly improvised, although I'm sure it had some writers.
Yeah, you show me the screenplay for that. It's a bunch of cocktail napkins, you know, just stapled together somewhere. Yeah. I don't think Borat really... I mean, how do you script that?
How about Al Gore for An Inconvenient Truth?
Yeah, nominated.
I don't know what he could win for, Oscar? But he should.
It's nominated Everybody for Best Documentary, it. I'm going to guess.
He's going to win for Best Documentary, but I really like this one called Who Killed the Electric Car, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And, saw that one.
But by the way, what I'm holding in my hand is what everybody at this this media gathering for the Oscars ate with this morning. Thank you, Brian.
Plastic fork.
Looks like plastic, but it's an environmental fork. This fork I am holding in my hand right now is actually made out of cornstarch. It's cornstarch cutlery, kind of like on the Al Gore Hollywood environmental bandwagon.
Well, snap it and see if it's as dangerous as the spork I usually snap trying to get the kernels, mashed potatoes out of the jumbo container. Because I've had some explosions go off with that baby.
These are good.
Making prison shivs out of the parts that's in my hand.
I got off with cornstarch. Not a way to go out.
Can I ask Leo about...
I didn't know you could just do that to Leo. Hi, my name's Leo. Oh, thanks. Let me have your stuff. I'm going to break it.
That was my memento from this very special morning. It was for my mom.
Sorry, Keith.
Don't worry.
Adam,
it's all right.
She'll get over the cancer.
So that's 11 weird things right there.
Well, can I ask you about the little girl in Little Miss Sunshine? Abigail Breslin was nominated.
Abigail Breslin, that did come out of nowhere, and she did kind of carry that movie a little bit. Are you guys all Little Miss Sunshine fans?
No, I'm the only one.
Therese is.
I just thought it was, okay, here's Toni Collette. She's the mom who's not satisfied with her life, and Greg Kinnear, the father who can't provide, and then, you know, Steve Carell, the misfit, and then, you know, it's just the kid who hates everybody. It just brought me down a lot.
Hipster Sundance Homo Stroke Fest is what it spelled out to me. And you know, here's what it's like. I feel like everyone sits there and pats each other on the back going, you guys are so bold and so innovative. You took a look at the American family and you gave it a twist. You know, it's not all sunshine and Leave It to Beaver. Yeah, what has everyone been doing for the last 25 years of filmmaking? They've been showing dysfunctional families. This wasn't bold or innovative. This is the same crap everyone else has been doing.
But wait, Adam, they took the dead body of the grandma and they took it in the car on the road trip. I mean, come on.
Look, here's the deal.
They've been doing
Teresa,
that since Valentino. Right?
I respect her opinion quite a bit. She's very intelligent. She's in love with this movie. It's a chick movie. It's a feel-good movie for every chick that wasn't on the beauty pageant circuit. But here's the deal. I would not have any problem with this movie if it stayed where it should be, which is a nice little ditty.
Lifetime.
That you could enjoy on Lifetime and sends a nice message. If you have an overweight youngster, show her this movie. She'll feel good about herself. The idea that people are talking about this movie in the same breath that they're talking about some of these epics and best, in, you know, like Babel or something for best movie. No way.
Plus, I have issues with the cast. I'd like to say, Teresa, as well, I respect your opinion. I think you're very sensitive. But I want you to know that I would be okay if the entire cast of Little Miss Sunshine were to burst into flames.
Wow.
Alan Arkin is a great actor. Well, Alan Arkin?
He didn't say he would enjoy it. He said he'd be okay with it emotionally.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
I think he prays for it.
Do you find in this situation, in this industry, you know, people will front that they actually appreciate and like a movie when they don't, just because it's the end thing to say?
Yes. Every,
of course they will.
Every probably couple of years, there's
That's how fads get started.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding or movies like this that really aren't that good, but they are. They have to be that movie. Everyone gets behind it. Everyone says they get it. People don't want to say they don't get it, and especially if you say you don't like Little Miss Sunshine or you don't think it's funny, then you're not hip, you're uninitiated, you're uptight.
I hate
your prejudice, your whatever.
This is my battle.
It's also the mental version. Yes. It's the mental version of Keeping Up with the Joneses. Keeping Up with the Joneses is not just getting a better car. It's being smarter than Mr. Jones, being just as cool as Little Jones's daddy, and liking these movies, and liking going to do these things, and learning to surf at 40. If that's how you keep up with the Joneses these days.
Go ahead. Teresa, do you think the guys in this room really want to rush out and see the Queen?
I'm going to guess no.
Saw it.
You know, I mean, I
Danny
went and saw
it,
kicking and screaming.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Silver. We're talking about the movie now? Because I'm not going down to his office. That's what I'm talking about.
Looking in the reflection. Pretty gay today,
now, is that a good movie? I hear it's a great movie.
It's a good film. I really didn't want to go see it, but I'm sorry to be callous, but I wasn't really into the Princess Di thing when it happened 10 years ago. So now it kind of brings all that back.
So
Helen Mirren will win Best Actress, hands down.
Really? Out of, and it seems like she's going to win it for that, and he's going to win it for the King of Prussia, and King of Scotland. Just seems like if ever there was a year or a category where we could actually just take the Oscar and go physically drop it off at somebody's house. Forrest Whitaker could just go collect his Oscar right now, right?
Yeah. Same with Jennifer Hudson.
Right. Yeah. We have a clip, actually, Forrest Whitaker and the energy. You're back in Uganda in 1970. Idi Amin, do we have that clip? Bill, check it out.
My head is exploding. I can't breathe. I can't sleep. Look at this. Look at this. The British newspapers say I am a madman. The American newspapers say I am a cannibal. I am a cannibal, huh? These are lies. I should throw them out for good. Only Ugandan press from now on.
Just amazing.
All I want to say, though, is give a heads up to Forrest, which is, let's not go through what we went through at the Golden Globes. You're shoo-in to win this thing. Mm-hmm. When you hit the podium and you have the Oscar in your hand, don't give me that, oh my God. I don't want the deer in the headlights.
No.
It's not like they just woke me up out of my bed and threw me up on stage in my sweatpants and handed me an Oscar. You know for weeks in advance you're going to win it. Don't go up there and deliver
speech. But what about the fact, how do you screw up? I'm Idi Amin. First of all, you're a big, fat, black guy. Good start on playing the part. And then you say, look at these papers. They say I am a madman. Only Ugandan press from now on. Okay, where's my Oscar?
That's true. Jim Carrey would have won.
Yeah, where do you get my Oscar?
He's transforming all the time. Yeah. Forrest Whitaker, a runaway lock for that.
Well, what about Best Picture? We're running late for break. Leo the Film Freak is here. We got Babel, Departed, Letters from Iwo Jima, Little Miss Sunshine, The Queen. What do you think? These movies?
What I think or what I think they're going to vote for?
Both.
Well, did you see all of them?
Yes, I have.
And which was your favorite?
My favorite out of that group would have to be, I'm going to have to say, The Departed, right there with Little Miss, Letters from Iwo Jima.
Right, I saw them both, agree.
I'm with that. Babel, it's already won a lot of awards, and it has that international feel, so that's what they like to vote for, this voting academy.
18 to 21 minutes too long.
Mm-hmm. So you say
Departed or Letters from Iwo Jima.
Will
that's
win.
That's what you're going with.
Okay.
But what do you think should win?
I thought Letters from Iwo Jima could get Best foreign film because it was completely subtitled.
Yeah, I had anticipated that as well. You know, and Apocalypto was fantastic. Mel Gibson's film.
I heard it was good, but I didn't see it.
Yeah, good carnage, people getting cut up, beheadings.
Did that get recognized at all in any category?
Beheadings never get recognized, Adam.
One in Jew Hater.
Hope that changes.
A lot of carnage and beheadings. It sounds like
took him the Golden
Jack Silver's firing policy over the holidays.
Oh, wow,
the Golden Goy. That's what he took home.
So you're going to, Leo, you're going to say the Academy will vote for...
The Academy will vote for, I'm going to say, The Departed.
And you, Leo the Film Freak, would say...
I'm going to stick with the Academy on this one category, The Departed.
Okay.
Controversial.
No. I mean, come on.
Blood
Diamond was my favorite movie of the year.
And it was.
And Leo DiCaprio did get a Best Actor nomination, and I'm very happy about that. I mean, a South African accent, that's not easy to pull off.
I agree. And with the last 30 seconds, give the folks listening 2-3 movies that you saw this year that you thought were overlooked, that they may have missed, that they could go out and catch or see at the theater or rent.
I loved Inside Man. Denzel Washington, Spike Lee directed it.
I didn't see that. It's a
fantastic caper movie.
Yeah.
I love Talladega Nights. Not really the Oscar pick, but
I didn't see that.
Funny.
Jackass 2, always great.
Right.
The Prestige, another good movie.
I love that with Ed Norton.
Yeah.
Magic.
I have a list here, but I like all the movies, Adam. That's my problem.
All right. Leo the Film Freak, thank you very much for coming in.
I heard.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks.
Sorry,
my fork.
I broke your fork.
We need to take a break.
All skate.
T, what's coming up in the news?
Well, remember on American Idol when Simon called that singer a bush baby? He's speaking out, and also, this is unbelievable, but I'm not making it up. There was a war of words between Charlotte Ray from The Facts of Life and Joan Collins.
Yes.
And I have that for you.
Golden. I will tell you also, you can Google the animal that I thought he was talking about, and then you can Google the animal that he was talking about, the bush baby.
Lemur.
We'll get into it, T, when we come back.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
Let's go behind the scenes as Frosty, Heidi, and Frank prepare for today's show. Oh, this ought to be good.
I think it's because I didn't have a carry-on. But, I mean, come on, look at me. Do I look like a terrorist?
Well, terrorists are usually strange-looking little guys, so...
Yeah, but come on, I mean, look, I'm just an average guy, like I'm from the Midwest or something.
Perfect disguise, pal.
Yeah, I would strip search you, too.
Really?
No, not in a million years.
Damn it! 97.1
Free FM.
Hey kiddies, Adam Carolla here. You know, I could use an apprentice. Actually, I'd rather have a flunky, because I could yell at him. An apprentice I would have to take under my wing and tutor. How would you like to be that apprentice? That's right, my radio apprentice. You can hang out with me at the Playboy Mansion, just like one of the reward challenges in this season of Apprentice LA on NBC. All you gotta do is log on to adamcarolla.com, upload a photo and a paragraph explaining why you feel you're worthy of such an honor. As a matter of fact, if the photo's good enough, you don't have to write anything. You can just write kill, 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 and I'll probably still take you under my wing. The winner's going to join me, Adam Carolla, and my dear, dear blowhard friend, Donald Trump, at a live broadcast at the Playboy Mansion on January 18th. All this in celebration of the sixth season and first time in L.A. Apprentice L.A., new city, new twist, airing Sunday night on NBC, all from your friends.
Now broadcasting in HD digital stereo. This is KLSX Los Angeles. SoCal's home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci. Mornings online at 971freefm.com. On air at 97.1.
97.1. Powered by Laser Eye Center. Call 800-80-LASER or go to lasereyecenter.com.
This year when American Idol comes on, don't just sit back and watch. Learn to sing like an idol yourself with speech-level singing, the official vocal technique of American Idol, taught by John Henney at the John Henney Vocal Studios. John Henney is one of the world's leading vocal teachers, implementing singing techniques used by top recording artists and Broadway stage performers. You'll notice improvement with your very first lesson. Call 626-403-7121 now. Anyone can learn to sing, so call now and let John Henney unlock that singer in you. Mention Free FM and receive 20% off your first lesson. If your dream is to be a singer, don't wait any longer. Call the John Henny Vocal Studio right now to schedule your first lesson at 626-403-7121. The John Henny Vocal Studio also offers lessons by phone or video conferencing, so you can learn to sing like the stars right from your home. Start singing like a superstar today. Call the John Henny Vocal Studio at 626-403-7121.
Could talk.
Like lovers do.
It's all about the he said, she said bullshit.
Talk to me.
Talk to me.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
Everybody tell me about that.
Everybody's talking at me.
All this talking, you wouldn't talk to me.
Talking about, talking about.
Free FM.
If your industry is changing and you're looking for ways to earn more money, listen.
Hi, I'm Robin Friedman. I grew up working in corporate America and spent 15 years in several rewarding and challenging positions. Eventually, I became a partner in an investment firm. I thought I had my dream job, but was working more than 80 hours a week to make other people wealthy. I was drained by the constant struggle to balance family and career. 8 years ago, I found Global Wellness Group and discovered a business model with a proven infrastructure and successful track record. I took control of my financial situation, replaced my six-figure income, and now own a multi-million dollar international company, all on my terms.
Global Wellness Group wants to speak with success-oriented people that want more out of life. If you're looking to make a change, call Global Wellness Group at 888-590-0529. That's 888-590-0529. 888-590-0529.
The Tom Likas Show. Kind of like Viagra for your ears, except they don't get big and hard. Unless you want them to.
Oh, it looks awful.
97.1.
Stupid me.
Free FM.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Adam Carolla Show, your news leader. Live, local, late breaking. Teresa Strasser with the news that matters.
If you wonder why women sometimes want to show skin, it's because they're ovulating and their body is telling them that it is time to reproduce.
Teresa Strasser, the number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now. The Adam Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm. T, what's in the news, baby doll?
You might find yourself thinking about the Super Bowl coming up February 4th, thinking about who's going to win. You might find yourself going online, reading, planning a party, talking to your friends about the game and your coworkers, making bets. All of this is costing American businesses $810 million in lost productivity. That, according to a consulting firm.
Well, let's not forget the $200 billion loss in productivity with the fairy tale football that goes on with every white straight guy between the age of 21 and 37. There's not a white straight guy I know that isn't involved with the fairy tale football.
I gotta tell you, the fact that I've ever even heard of it, that's how you know it's transcended sports and into a world of history or statistics.
The whole thing about fairy tale football, all you need is a white skin, a couple of brain cells to rub together in a computer, and you're in. I'd never play it. I don't understand why you'd want to occupy yourself in a fantasy world. But either way, they sit at their desk, there's the computer, and there they are on ESPN.com all afternoon checking their fairy tale football stats.
Absolutely.
I got an email yesterday on my MySpace thing, which, by the way, they help me out so much on Dead People Song, I couldn't believe it. And they wanted to know how come I don't know anything about sports and I'm not willing to learn so I can chat with my partner, Corolla.
Right.
And I said, because I don't let them. And Corolla knows them so well, if I tried to learn, I'd only interrupt him when he was telling you things. So, in every station I've ever worked, they've asked me to either be completely quiet about not knowing anything about sports, or given me a couple of stats to say so I can pretend.
Okay.
It's the first time I've ever been able to just flat out say, I don't like them, they're not my thing.
Well, Danny,
well look, let's be fair, you knew Magic Johnson was Lou Alcindor.
No.
I'm the Kareem
Abdul-Jabbar.
I thought you did that on purpose.
You dodged a bullet, my friend.
Well, it's big because it's transcended into history.
Do you know who Bill Parcells is?
I heard the name.
Well, he's a 65-year-old football coach, and he's retiring after his last 4 years with the Dallas Cowboys. And it's kind of sad because he went out on a bad note. Yes, Adam?
Yes.
Against the Seahawks.
Yes. Botched hold, missed an extra point, which is a given in the NFL.
Who's the guy that beats all those players up?
He's dead to
basketball.
Bobby Knight?
Yeah.
Oh.
Love that guy.
I saw he was talking about Bo Schembechler.
Woody Hayes,
who actually strangled the
Mark
guy.
Shot.
An interception on his sideline.
Latrell Sprewell, he's a player.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Yeah.
A lot of violence.
Get into the game.
Yeah.
Well, you know Billy Joel.
Sure.
He is going to be singing the national anthem
good
at
boxer.
The Super Bowl. And if you can believe this, he's the only guy, or woman for that matter, who's been asked to sing the national anthem twice at the Super Bowl.
That's cool. That's an honor.
Big honor. Now, speaking of singing.
Now, we'll have to figure out who played the first time he sung and who won and if they covered the spread and then bet accordingly because this is how this is how Vegas works.
Because I get all of it. I get the superstition parts of him. He wipes his hat three times and twirls it. There's a guy in the news right now that his ritual takes like 5 minutes, but people are hip to it. His baseball thing, do you know this guy?
Mm-hmm. No.
He has like three things, and then he twirls around.
I know who you're talking about. How he wraps his hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's
like
crazy.
Baseball, this is how you know baseball's a boring sport. A, they go through a metric ton of sunflower seeds during the game.
Right.
The players go through a 55-gallon drum of sunflower seeds during the game because the players are that goddamn bored that they can come up with all the rituals and stuff. In hockey, you can't have lots of rituals because the puck's moving so fast you don't have time for it.
I can fix the game of baseball in 2 seconds.
How?
Never put down the bat.
You run with the bat.
You always have.
People,
when you steal
people get
second,
to try to stop you.
You really steal second.
So
now you got
to
get
in your world, the guy's running from
with
second to third with the bat.
And those guys have bats, too.
And mitts and cleats are just sailing at his head.
Okay. There's a game.
All right.
All right. Now, in entertainment news, there was a lot of talk this past week about American Idol and how mean the judges were to the contestants. And in particular, a guy named Kenneth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me just play it for you. Here is what Simon Cowell famously had to say about Kenneth.
You look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes. What are they called? Bush baby.
Well, first off, I was watching that and I realized looking to Randy and Paula to help you out with a reference of a creature that lives in the jungle. What do you think Paula's going to do? What phylum are you talking about? I mean, you look at Randy and Paula and go like, wait, you might as well look at a scarecrow and a fire hydrant and go, could you give me a little help here? 80s sitcom. Come on, fellas.
What are the things with those giant, wide, dilated eyes? Me, Paula Abdul. Is that the answer? Paula Abdul for one?
Hey, Paula, what is the second law of thermodynamics?
Yeah, there you go. You're going to get
Well,
Yes!
This kid, Kenneth,
got an idea that you take the two dumbest people on the planet and look at them and go, come on, help me out here.
For once, he actually could have said he'd have been wrong, but he still could have said dog and gotten away with it.
Right. Hey, dog.
Big-eyed dog.
Well, the big-eyed man is speaking out.
I thought it was a lemur.
Right, so did I, but there actually is a thing called a bush baby, right?
Right. Now, lemur's a monkey that has huge, huge eyes that lives in
there. Did we look it up? Is it a monkey? I thought it was a marsupial in the rodent family.
Well, I don't think it's... Well, I don't know if lemurs... Marsupials have pouches, right?
I think we can agree that they're all insulting.
No, they have useless tails.
Marsupials? I thought they had pouches.
Marsupials have pouches. They don't give birth to their young... They give birth to partially baked young.
Either way, I like the young that way because they're chewy. When you spread them apart, you get that nice string. Well, look up lemur and you'll see big eyes, but if you look up bush baby, you'll see even bigger eyes, I imagine.
Well, here's the kid on the Today Show, and he was asked how he felt about the bush baby comment.
You know, it is, you know, it still pains me inside knowing that he actually said those things to me, and it pains me that he doesn't even have the guts to even try to get a hold of me and try to apologize.
For what?
He degraded a person so low to where they felt worse than dirt.
Dude, I've been called a thousand things worse than that.
Yeah, that's my family member.
Yeah, by my best friend.
Bush Baby would be a nice vacation for Danny.
A cute little song, Bush Baby, give me your hand, give me something. I can remember. Shut up.
Give me a hug.
I've got a special treat, because if you remember, they concocted a little package where the Bush Baby kid and his heavy set friend, they became, you know, they bonded in line, and then the heavyset guy goes in and sings after him.
Right.
And he was asked by Simon if he was wearing Randy Jackson's pants. You know, he made a fat joke about Randy.
Yeah.
So the little chubby friend, Jonathan, was also interviewed how he asked about the comments about barring Randy's pants. Now, please pay special attention to the way this kid, Jonathan, says the word absurd.
I laughed at him. I thought that was kind of funny. Because, you know, Randy is heavy set. And I thought it was, absurd. I didn't think it was right that he should have been talking like
funny
that.
Funny that Mike Tyson is singing now.
Mm.
So close.
Yeah.
Now, at long last.
He was foisted on his absurd.
Oh,
I've got to get to this.
Wait,
feud.
Let me say this.
Please.
Obviously, these guys are somewhere between retarded and just underachievers. I mean, they're low IQ guys who probably have some learning disability, but are still employable.
Yes.
And I would call them sort of functionally retarded.
Yes, that's fair.
I think I used to date one of them, swear to God.
They can get dressed, leave the house, show up at their job, but they're never going to graduate college or get any advanced degrees.
My aunt, who is a professor, said, I think she's mildly retarded, and wasn't kidding.
Well, that's not a bad thing to have in a hot chick.
No, yes, it's not.
But all I'm saying is I feel like I've been shouting into the wind about this for the last 4 years or seasons since the show's been on, saying, does anyone want to see semi-retarded, delusional people who have no shot of winning go up there and stumble through a Mariah Carey song?
No.
Is that entertainment?
I want to see them fight.
Do you know how many people watched American Idol, which is on tonight, but last week it was like 80 million both nights.
Right, so let's not blame Simon. Let's blame the dullards who think this is entertainment. Now, again, let's look at it this way. The Super Bowl is coming up in 2 weeks. We'll all, except for Danny, be watching this event. Why? The best of the best.
Sure.
Now, what if the Super Bowl was a bunch of guys with thyroid conditions who had two left feet and had butterfingers running into each other? You'd watch for 10 seconds and then you tune out because it's horrible football. Why are we sort of captivated by this horrible version of singing and entertainment?
It is beyond me because I do believe that American Idol gets incredibly entertaining when it's a competition, when it's the best of the best and someone gets eliminated.
You and me, but Brian disagrees.
And I'm with Brian. If I have ever seen the show, which I have not, But I've seen news clips and bits of it. I like the part where the retards come out and they sing, and Simon says, "Hey, you're retarded. Get off the stage."
But
that seems funny.
To me, it's like I realize the world is basically covered with semi-retarded people who are horrible at their job and delusional. Fat people that think they're thin, people that can't sing that think they have a great voice, and especially people with no sense of humor who think they're hysterical. The world is populated with this. Do I need a program dedicated to it?
And there's your problem. That is where your problem lies, my friend. That is who you have described what the world is populated with, have you not?
Yes.
You are not one of them. You have separated yourself from them. So you are, your opinions, to me anyway, matter. You make sense.
Thank you.
Yeah, but you're alienating yourself by being clever and thinking it out from the people you just described who are the American public.
Well, that's it. No
you're
more being
damn,
clever.
You're just too damn smart for your own good.
I'm done with this clever business.
All right, good.
Yes. You, girl, move on.
Yes, let me get to this. Charlotte Ray was Mrs. Garrett on The Facts of Life.
Yes, she
was.
Do
you remember her?
Oh, yeah. She was also on Different Strokes.
That's
the only
right.
one that didn't commit
yes.
a major crime.
Very good, Danny. She's now 80 years old. And 80. Okay. She attended the Los Angeles premiere of a play starring 73-year-old Joan Collins, who you know from playing Alexis, Dynasty.
Sure.
Now, this is completely, completely bizarre. She goes to see, Charlotte Ray goes to see the play. And on her way out, she has this to say about Joan Collins.
Joan Collins is a bitch. There's no doubt about it. Everyone says she's an extremely difficult person. It's a miracle that people still want to work with her, but I guess they do.
I got to tell you, there's there's something liberating about being old.
Yes, there is.
You guys remember the feeling? There's two feelings I'll equate it to. One is I remember the last day of the sixth grade.
Right.
And I remember thinking, I'm going to go find that that aide. There was a they called them aides, but she was just some old bitch who hovered around the schoolyard telling me what to do. Her name was Betty. I said, I'm going to go find her, and I'm going to give her peace of my mind because I'm out of here. I'm off to the prestigious academy known as Walter Reed Junior High in North Hollywood.
Right.
This will all be left behind me in about an hour. I'm literally leaving this campus. I'll never be back. And I'm going to go find this Betty and tell her what I think of her before I leave. And I sure as hell did. And I got suspended, but for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Point is it's that, and it's also like a dream. You ever have the dream where you realize you're in the dream? It's one every 2,000, but you realize...
My wife gets those, and they really frighten her.
You realize you're in it, and you go, wait a minute, this is liberating. I don't have to turn and run from the monster. I'll just walk at it and laugh. When you're old, and you're going to die in, the over-under is 75 months, or, you know what I mean, 4 years, whatever it is, why not?
Yeah.
Why not go out in your pajamas? Why not start calling, tell everybody what you think of them?
I think that's a good idea, and there are a lot of people doing it. I mentioned the other day, when people, old movie stars, are now writing their autobiographies, everybody's gay, Cary Grant's boning some guy.
Well, Joan Collins,
by the way, is a bitch.
Well, is she?
Yeah.
Well,
she's
here,
in a movie called The
really
Bitch.
Nice.
She has to.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. She responded. The inside her showed her the footage of Charlotte Ray calling her a bitch. And she responded in kind. Here she is on The Insider, Joan Collins.
Who is this old pal?
First of all, one of the things, you never, ever diss other actors. Ever. It's like the first rule of being in the show. And how dare she say that I'm a bitch? How does she know? She never met me.
Mrs. Garrett.
But
Joan Collins a total bitch.
Do you know her
everybody
personally?
Everybody knows it, yes.
What has she done to you?
She's done nothing to me, but I've seen her berate crew members who cannot possibly defend themselves from her.
Also, I do believe that, especially someone who's been in the business or any business, as long as she's been in the business, whatever your reputation is, it's about right.
Yes.
Because, look, if we had to toss out every this person's a bitch or this person's a prima donna or this person's hard to work with, if we had to toss all those out, then we'd have to toss out all the Henry Winkler, greatest guy in the world.
Yep. Absolutely.
We have to toss those out, and I'm not going to toss that out because I met Henry Winkler, and I remember John Ritter, and I work with these guys, and they're great guys. So if you throw out the bad, you got to throw out the good, too. I'm not throwing out the good.
Yes, okay. And in closing, Dreamgirls, leading the Academy Award nominations, announced Today, with 8 nominations, I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news. You, CNN.
All right, we need to take ourselves a break. When we come back, though, I'd like to hear from you, 866-901-ADAM. Danny is going to be doing Mad TV. He's filming it on Friday. He's doing the entire show in his underpants. His shirt will be off. And I said
but
to
I'm
Danny,
freaking.
I said to Danny, where are you going after the show yesterday? He said, I'm going to go work out. And I said, you already worked out this morning. He said, yes, but I'm doing Mad TV, and my shirt will be off for 2 hours on television on Friday, and there'll be millions of people watching me in my underpants.
And for 10 hours while we're filming.
And I'm going to look good. And I thought, yes. Yes, and I know it is so true in my own life that if somebody says, hey, you're going to be on Letterman, or hey, you're going to be on Kimmel, or hey, you're going to do this shot or this whatever, and I know 2 weeks in advance, take it a little easy on the dessert, knowing the camera adds 10 pounds and so on and so forth.
Also the high school reunion, your wedding day.
Right. And I feel like a lot of folks settle into a marriage, settle into a job, settle into some sweatpants, and start packing on the pounds. The way to keep the weight off, everybody, and we always talk about caloric intake and exercise and motivation. The idea is if everyone on a Friday went and shot something in their underpants on Mad TV, nobody would ever pack it on.
Right.
Because on Tuesday, when you walked out of the shower, noticed just an extra couple ounces around the midsection, you would immediately skip lunch that day. And that's why I have a very controversial... very controversial suggestion. I'm going to put it out there right now. Casual Friday.
Yeah.
Underpants Friday at work. Nobody would ever be fat again.
Wait, bra and panties?
Bra and panties. That's what I'm sporting.
Can I tell you what I did for a week? And I never told anybody this, but I got hurt by it, so I had to stop doing it. I twisted a piano wire around my waist really tight and didn't eat till it didn't hurt.
You mean as a diet measure?
Healthy. Yeah. Not a psycho problem right there.
Anything. I found that anything involving piano wire that doesn't involve a piano, very dangerous. It's always bad.
Yes.
If somebody brings up piano wire and it's not in the context of tuning a piano, it's very bad. We'll take a quick, and it's not the same way with a cello bow or anything else, but piano wire, first rate killer. We'll take a quick break. We need to hear from you, but I have thoughts on a fitness and motivation.
Cool.
Next on the Adam Carolla Show.
Black Ohio sky.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1.
KLSX.
Free FM. Tom Likas. Free to say, well, what you're already thinking.
You know what? All the things I've done, and I've been very open about all the things I've done, that's the one I never pulled off. I've had offers of ones I didn't want. The ones I did want, I came this close, and then it didn't happen.
Yeah.
If I have any regrets in my sex life, it's that I couldn't pull off the mother-daughter thing.
You get tired of those older ones after a while for whatever reason.
You do. Use them and lose them.
The Tom Likas Show. Weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1 Free FM.
Do you know the problem with most mattress stores? They don't give a sheet about you.
Larry!
But at Sit and Sleep, we do give a sheet. A free set of sheets with every premium set during our January clearance sale, where you can save up to $1,000.
You can't say that on the radio, Larry!
What? That we give a sheet?
No! Save up to $1,000!
But during Sit and Sleep's January clearance sale, we've got to sell every 2006 mattress in stock. So we're slashing up to $1,000 off every Simmons, Sealy, Serta, Spring Air, Stearns & Foster, Miralax, Heirloom, or Tempur-Pedic.
I'm sheet out of luck now!
Plus pay no deposit, no interest, and no payments till 2008 on approved credit. Plus get free local delivery, old mattress removal, and even a set of sheets. $160 value, free!
Have you got a paddle, Larry?
No, why?
I'm up Sheets Creek, because you're killing me, Larry!
Call 1-800-FREE to shop by phone. Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free! Now open in Rancho Mirage.
Think you need a ton of money to buy into the real estate market? Think again. Think out of state. Think positive cash flow. Think appreciation flow. Think small investment for big returns. Think the Home Ownership Roundtable. But now you're thinking, where do I find the next red-hot real estate investment? Go to 971roundtable.com and click on the next red-hot market. And tune in every Saturday at 1 p.m. right here on 97.1 Free FM. The Homeownership Roundtable will show you simple solutions for profitable out-of-state real estate investing. Properties are available right now. Build your portfolio for the future. Cash in hand or use the equity in your home. Get started today. Call 888-971-TEAM. 888-971-8326. You may not be able to buy in California, but you can buy out of state today. Realize the tax benefit. Get Uncle Sam to give you a break. Log on to 971roundtable.com or call 888-971-TEAM. 888-971-8326.
Hi, I'm Art Bernstein with a message for all kids under the age of 18. Hey, kids under the age of 18, you want beer and cigarettes? Of course you do. Then come to Art Bernstein's Beer and Cigarettes for Kids. It's the only place in town ballsy enough to admit that kids actually love beer and cigarettes, especially under the age of 18. At Art Bernstein's Beer and Cigarettes for Kids, that's all we carry, beer and cigarettes. And that's all we serve, kids under the age of 18, preferably double-digit ages, since young kids have a nasty habit of setting themselves on fire every time they try to light up a freaking smoke. Come on, kids under the age of 18. Don't waste time and valuable kid energy hiding in an alley waiting for some drunk to wander by so you can ask him to buy you brews or smokes. You're never going to see that money again. Then what are you going to do? Call the cops on the drunk? Right. Instead, come to Art Bernstein's Beer and Cigarettes for Kids, you dummy, where we give kids like you under the age of 18 the respect and the beer and cigarettes that you actually deserve.
Bring your mother's stolen pocketbook to Art Bernstein's Beer and Cigarettes for Kids.
Get them for a giant now, Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
Today at 3, 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Yeah, Lennox Financial. I want to talk to... Well, I want to talk to renters that want to own and owners that want to refinance. That's got to be just about everybody within the sound of my voice. Lennox Financial, that's where you go. Here's the deal. No ups, no extras. You don't pay a dime of closing costs. That's right. A $200,000 loan costs $200,000. That's it. Nothing rolled into the loan. They don't get you. You know, a lot of businesses, they get you. You buy a car... And they get you with all the extra. Oh, you wanted the low jack. You wanted the Z-bar rust protection. Oh, you wanted the moonroof. Oh, yeah.
You've spoken to me enough to know I don't know anything written on my forehead. I get taken every time. The fact that $200,000 costs $200,000, I get that.
Yeah. Well, that'd be nice if it was $150,000.
Yeah, or $5 would be a treat.
Yeah, we got to talk to Lennox people. $200,000 loan is $20. That's Lennox. Well, they wouldn't be able to pay me to do their commercials. 888-945-4105 is the number you call. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind, and I say that's an understatement. 888-945-4105. 05 LennoxHomeLoans.com is where you go on the computer. That's LennoxHomeLoans.com.
Midas, the
97.1 KLSX 3 FM Los Angeles.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Everyone has to live with the annoying muscle aches and pains that come with everyday life. But now, there's relief from those pains with Air Salon Pod Spray. Air Salon Pod Spray is the new, modern way to help get rid of your pain. Just spray on Air Salon Pods before, during, and after exercise. Because Air Salon Pod Spray quickly cools down sore muscles and joints, you'll get fast and sustained pain relief. You'll also find that Air Salon Pod Spray replaces the pain with the amazing cooling sensation that only Salon Pods delivers. Simply apply Air Salon Pod Spray and enjoy a more active life with less pain. Whether you're training for a 10K or it's just your regular workout, Air Salon Pod Spray will help with your cramping, muscle fatigue, and sore muscles. Quick drying, economical Air Salon Pod Spray, part of the long-acting pain relief products from Salon Pods. Now available at your neighborhood Long's Drugs. Air Salon Pod Spray. Ask for it by name.
S-A-L-O-N-P-A-S. Salon Pods. Be more active.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. Let's check Adam's voicemail.
Hi, this is Kathy Gunterman, and I'm from Chicago, and I listen to your radio station because of Danny. Danny has been my stalkie for 14 years, and I've been to his house, and written stories, carry his lunchbox, and do sign language for Partridge Family Music. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Call 866-901-ADAM. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
She does sign language to Partridge Family episodes?
You know this woman?
Yes, I've known this woman for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I met her?
How?
She was living in my garage.
Wait a minute. Hold on. She was living in your garage?
3 weeks, she said.
Unbeknownst to you.
Mm. There's a big house way out in the suburbs of Chicago. Like, well, way out of Chicago. Where houses didn't cost much. I had this huge, like a palace. It was such a bitchin' house. And, she lived in my garage. She said 3 weeks, but with the camping stuff and the gear she had, I believed her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came by my house with things she thought I might like or just things so she could give them to me. One of the most interesting to me was a really big trout.
Really?
She came by and gave me a trout one time.
Really big trout. Not a great name for TSV.
No.
Medium trout. Small strout, so one that, you have to throw back, but not really big.
Now, that's Kathy Gunterman.
Adam's stalker came in, and she was quite a lovely young woman.
Didn't she come in from Chicago as well?
Stalker County of the World.
She came in from somewhere, and she was an attractive lady.
Well, you know what?
She had the 5,000-yard stare, but yeah. I feel like if we ever, and write this down, stalker beauty pageant,
yes.
She'd do pretty well.
Oh, she
but
would
you know
win.
What? Yeah. A lot of people that are just really love you. You're on their car every day. They know about our lives. They know he has twins. They know he has a wife. They know his cars are the most important thing in the world. They know he can fix things. That I just remember alone that you put in your own gates. Man, that was a big-ass deal. My gates cost me 15 Gs because I don't know squat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There are women.
Mine probably cost 20. Would have been 15 if I had done it myself.
There are women out there who believe you're talking directly to them.
Yeah.
And they really like you, and they call themselves affectionately a stalker,
and,
but they're really fans
and
just like you.
I agree with Danny. It's tragic unless they're
and
hot.
And I boned hundreds of them.
Really?
No, yes.
How did you get this woman to move
Hold
out?
On. You didn't nail my stalker, did you, Bonaduce?
I don't know. Where's she at?
She's from Chicago. Nice She's from Chicago.
How did you get her out of your garage?
Asked nicely. Yeah. No, she's done everything I've ever asked her.
Huh. But you understand, there's the movie and the headlines stalker, but 90% of the stalker is a delusional person. It's really the close cousin of the guy who gets yelled at by Simon Cowell.
Right, Bush baby.
Over. Right, on American Idol. It's just a delusional person.
Right.
It's a person that thinks they're having a relationship. And here's the deal. Interesting, we're supposed to create the illusion of a relationship. You
right.
folks that
it's
are listening
job.
Right now are supposed to be having a relationship.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, at a certain point, the lines get blurred and they think you're having a relationship.
Sometimes, and that's what I told Gretchen because of this one person on MySpace that she was dealing with. I didn't like the way something sounded and I said, I want you to listen to me right now. Do you remember why we got this dog? We have an attack dog. We have a serious imported from Germany dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It only speaks German and it'll kill you.
Seen those ads in the back of the Rob Report.
That's the guy. That's who I got of him. It's California Canine. It's been the longest advertiser in the Rob Report.
It's always a hot blonde little 9-year-old girl, and then the mom's enjoying tea
and
on the veranda.
Is yes. often Bo Derek because she got the dogs there. And
yeah, there's never
pictures.
A dad around.
But anyway, so the reason I got the dog, and I reminded her, I said, the reason we got this dog was not because of the hundreds of fans and all that crap. It was because one lady thought I was talking directly to her and trying to ruin her life.
I feel like I like to take home security to the next level, which is I don't want an attack dog. I want a rape dog, which is not only will you be thwarted from whatever reason you came out, you will be humiliated. This dog is so masculine and so powerful. Not only is he going to get your jugular in a vice lock, he will rape your ass right in the living room.
And male or female.
And there ain't enough pepper spray and enough cops and a long enough hose to get him until he's done.
And just so you know about the situation, their dogs' wieners have barbs. So they can't be separated.
That's what I'll explain.
Yes.
That's part of part of the explanation, and he only understands German, and he don't know the German word for stop.
No,
they put a sign up, you know, beware of dog to scare off burglars. You could have beware of rape dog.
This will be a physical manifestation. This will be a portrait, an outline, a shadow, if you will, a silhouette of a dog raping a corpse.
Right.
That'll be on the line.
I'll scare people out. Now, something that's not scary, Danny's body.
That's right.
It's beautiful. He works out a lot. That's no secret. And you're going to be naked on
Mad
TV.
Not as far as I can tell by the script, which I have not read. What happened is I came home from work and my wife said, hey, I booked you for Mad TV on Friday. You'll be shooting from 2 in the afternoon to whatever part of the night. I said, have you lost your mind? By Friday, I am so tired from the hours I keep. I can't possibly do it. And she doesn't even turn around. She just says, you're shirtless in the whole show. And I said, I'm in.
You're naked.
Danny was so excited that he shot a bedazzler stud across the room that ricocheted off the Sub-Zero and killed their nanny. He was excited by that idea.
The dog took advantage of.
That's right, the German rape dog.
And you are working out extra.
Do you know what's really a drag?
Well, this is the topic. Just a reset.
And because 1-866. That's 1-866-901 Adam.
Yeah, and why are you calling? Because I kind of would like your tips or secrets. Because everyone does the, you know, caloric this and watch the carbs and all that kind of stuff. But I feel like there's some secrets out there. And one of them is knowing that that shirt is coming off on a Friday. Now, everyone does this thing where they go, hey, I got to get in shape for the summer. I got to get in shape for bikini season, swimsuit season. Right, that's 3 months out of the year, maybe two. How about the rest of the year? You should have a mini version of that every Friday, and that's why I say Underpants Friday at work. But I'm telling you, people, it's as simple as wearing a pair of jeans to work one day that are a little bit tighter than you're comfortable with, and in which case you wrap up the second half of the sandwich and bring it home. You don't eat it because you feel the pinch, as opposed to wearing the sweatpants, which I'm wearing right now. You can keep eating till your heart's content.
The thing is, because, I mean, I know I look like I, you know, work out. You can tell I work out. But the shirts I wear, since they're so tight, my clothes look like doll clothes in the closet. Because I'm only 5'6".
Right.
My shirts are this big.
Right.
And that's about 12, 13 inches, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
That's my whole shirt. And then I just peel it out of my
life. If you have an event or something like this that comes up and you have 3 days or a week to look amazing, what do you do?
I work real hard. Yesterday I did 1,000 sit-ups in a row because the abs are the thing that you show that you do the effort. You know, a lot of people have the guns and the veins this size are called ropes. A lot of people have that. When you go on with an 8-pack, not a 6-pack, because they start up here right under your chest, you go on with that, they just go, okay, that guy works hard. The problem is, as Teresa knows, not from this particular issue, but as Teresa knows, right now I seem to be having a lactose problem. And when I flex my abs, I'm breaking wind. And I don't think that's going to be good on Mad TV.
It would if you hung a streamer from the small of your back.
I mean, I can't do this. Like, those are my abs. Not bad, right?
Nice.
Yeah,
right?
Six-pack.
But I'm really pushing. I'm like, that's as good as I can make. I can't stand like this all day.
Yes,
I'm
veiny,
gonna faint.
Hold on,
hairless.
Adam, this is radio.
Striated.
What role are you playing that requires this?
Me.
Okay.
Okay, usually they look... like I said, I haven't read the script.
But will you be
I
in your underpants?
No, so far I'm in very short low pants around the pubic area.
Mm-hmm.
And a bow tie.
Uh-huh, so Chippendales S.
Yeah, the guy's first words to me are, and you look like a weathered Chippendales dancer, and I say, no, I'm supposed to be James Bond, and that's as far as I read.
Well, the point is he's taking his shirt off and his pants
and
off.
And freaking out about it.
In 72 hours and counting, and thus he's counting his calories. I feel like we talked about earlier, you get into a marriage, you're going into your 15th year, you're getting into a job where nobody cares, and you're wearing sweatpants, no motivation.
And wives don't help with that. Gretchen said, and you don't know how much effort goes. I'm 47. The effort, I work out at 4 in the morning and then again at night. And she doesn't care. She doesn't find it attractive. She doesn't, like, rub my stomach or anything like that. Like, you would do with the girls if she had perfect boobs.
Right.
And you'd rub them and love them and stuff. Doesn't care.
Danny,
I could get to be 300 pounds. She wouldn't care at all.
Can anyone give you as much love as you need?
No.
I feel like...
Corolla comes close.
I feel like my German rape dog could definitely give it a try. Tim?
Hello.
That'd be a good Mad TV skit right there. Tim?
Yeah.
What's your secret to keeping your shape?
All right. Well, first off, I started working out a couple days a week and getting a little bit bigger. But, like, if you think about it, if you're just going to work out, you're not doing the whole nine yards. You're not, like, you're not eating well. And I was just like, you know, I'm not looking very defined, so I might as well start eating well, too. And then you start eating well.
Yeah. And that'll kill your definition right there. Like, did you know most people have a six-pack? Because you use your abs all day long. They're just under fat and you can't see them.
Yeah, I find about the best thing you can do for your abs is don't eat.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you get skinny.
Or not eat sugar in that, like, saturated fat.
All right, but Tim, this hardly falls under the secret tip category.
He said work out and eat less, Adam.
Controversial.
That's every diet book in the world should not be more than one page.
Ryan?
Work out a little more, eat a little less. The end.
Ryan?
Brian.
Brian. Oh, okay.
Brian. That's how he loses weight. He changes the letter.
What's happening? This is my argument for why we need a Ryan and a Brian, because... Yeah. I feel like if you're named Ryan, you get called Brian 3,000 times between the birth and your death.
It kills Seacrest.
That's right.
It kills Seacrest. He hates it.
So,
well, the best part is when they spell your name B-R-A-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then make it all gay.
Yes, instead of the Y. What's your tip?
Okay, first, before you work out, 5 minutes before, you take a nice little dose of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Then you work out, and when you finish your workout... You do another little dose of sugar.
When you say a dose, what do you mean?
Is sugar a brand of steroid?
Kind of like a piece of white bread with honey on it.
Uh-huh.
So something real sugary. What that does, it kicks in your glucose reservoirs as opposed to your body feeding off your protein.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Danny, how say you?
I say if you want to start burning your lactic acid, you know when you're lifting and you get to that point where everything burns?
Mm-hmm.
That's when you got to do four more, because that's the lactic acid in your muscles burning.
For Danny,
the
way the muscles... cigarette fell down into a gym shirt. hoodie caught on fire. That's what that burn is, Montaduce. You can't smoke on that incline press.
Have you ever actually had a lit cigarette in your mouth while lifting?
He has an ashtray on his treadmill.
I will bring you pictures from a fitness magazine that they took when they read that I smoke while I work out, and there's a whole spread... I've got my wife in a Smith machine, which is a bench press put on a rack so you can't drop it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm bench pressing her and another girl while smoking cigarettes. I'm on the treadmill while smoking, and I'm curling while smoking through the whole thing.
It's like having a vending machine installed on your stationary bike. An ashtray on.
Well, I had some weird logic at that time. I knew at 122 beats per minute, I was burning fat.
Mm-hmm.
I figured if I smoked enough cigarettes, I'd go to 122 beats a minute sitting up in bed.
Look,
so I just burned fat.
The Surgeon General would not disagree with that, Danny.
Right?
We need to take a break. Dehydration to lose a quick few pounds.
I've always wondered about that.
Well, it's water weight. It really does work. Diuretics, of which I have thousands, would totally work.
Never miss a meal, someone else says. Yes, that whole thing where you starve yourself and then your body stores whatever
right.
you eat. It
goes
clings on to it.
Goes on starvation mode.
Right,
absolutely.
It's what sumo wrestlers do. They miss breakfast and then they pork out before they go to bed. Not a great plan. Small meals throughout the day. Well, shifting gears from a topic that Danny knows well to one I know well, home improvement.
Yeah.
All right.
We dusted this baby off last week and it'd been like a year. And I enjoyed it, and I think you guys did, too. So your home improvement questions will be answered at 866-901-ADAM. Now, look, I don't want any softballs. I don't want any painting questions or questions about picking out draperies. I want questions to do with building. I want carpentry questions. Doors dragging, holes in drywall, tiles falling out of the bathroom. What about this? What about that bathroom floor that's been rotted away by the leaking toilet, the subfloor, and when you sit on the pot, it kind of lists to the side a little bit? 866-901-ADAM. We'll do that next on the Adam Carolla Show.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX 3 FM.
If you work or have worked for a company that copies software illegally, that company is breaking the law. The Business Software Alliance is offering rewards of up to $200,000 for qualifying software piracy leads. Join a growing number of people who have received rewards from the BSA for reporting software piracy. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or visit nopiracy.com. Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $200,000. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or visit nopiracy.com.
Admit it, if you had the cash, you'd buy the new Xbox 360 in a heartbeat. It's got the best games and the most incredible graphics, but it can also set you back $300. Well, what if I told you how to get one for free? You heard me, free. As in, it could cost you zero, zilcho, zippo. You get the idea. Just go to www.radioxbox360.com for the hookup. If you're 18 or older, go to www.radioxbox360.com. Enter your email address and shipping information. Follow the redemption instructions. Print out your coupon, and a free Xbox 360 will be shipped to you. Guaranteed. Check out the site for more details. So what are you waiting for? Instead of blowing your money buying an Xbox, get one free at www.radioxbox360.com. But you've got to hurry, because this is a limited-time offer. So if you want your free Xbox, you must go to www.radioxbox360.com. Again, www.radioxbox360.com. Limit one per household.
Do you suffer from sinus headache pain?
The pounding, the throbbing, oh!
Want fast relief? Get new Nasosinusol Mist. Formerly by prescription only, now available over-the-counter. Nasosinusol Mist.
Nasosinusol is not for children under the age of 12 or persons suffering from chronic fatigue, dry mouth, psoriasis, forgetfulness, or hair lip. Studies have shown that in some cases, Nasosinusol may cause violent diarrhea, excruciating intestinal cramping, and strong desire to die. Certain test subjects also experience severe memory loss, hair loss, prickly heat, sexual dysfunction, hallucinations, and kidney failure. The makers of Nasosinusol are not responsible for anyone gullible enough to put untested crap like this into their respiratory system.
Say goodbye to sinus headache pain.
Headache's gone, but my stomach feels kind of weird.
Ask your pharmacist about Nasosinusol Mist. 97.1.
Gore's Las Vegas Nightclub and Cabaret. 6 rooms and 3 DJs with over 25,000 square feet of variety and entertainment on 2 floors. And hot shows with Scores girls swinging 40 feet above the floor. Gore's Las Vegas Nightclub and Cabaret. Home to the most upscale after-hours party in the all-new Sky Lounge. Gore's Las Vegas Nightclub and Cabaret, the official nightclub and cabaret partner of the Adam Carolla Show and KLSX 97.1 Free FM. Elegance, gorgeous girls, superior service. Seating for parties of 10 to 250 guests in various VIP seating rooms. The fantasy, fun, and food start at scoreslasvegas.com. Call 702-367-4000 or log on to scoreslasvegas.com. And the soon-to-be Scores Los Angeles, located in downtown L.A. at the Scores
97.1 KLSX, 3 FM, Adam Carolla.
Funny Morning Radio.
Now, the insanely long contest rules for 97.1 Free FM.
Number one!
You must be over 18 years of age to win anything.
Number two!
Anybody who works here for Viacom, for CBS,
or CBS Radio,
or any of our sponsors, promotional partners, or any other loser radio stations in L.A. can't win a damn thing.
Oh, number three!
If you are related to someone on the preceding list,
oh, like you're screwed, too. Numbers 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, all the way through 99!
If what you win is worth more than $600, too bad. You can't win again for 6 months.
You cannot exchange what you win for cash!
Which means, like, if you win a bed pad, you get a bed pad.
And if the stores are at a bed pad, we can give yourself an equal or better.
As a bonus, winners get to pay all the taxes.
If you break the rules, we can take back your prize, because we're in control and we decide what is final.
You may acquire a written copy of these rules by appearing at 97.1 Free FM.
5670 Wilshire Boulevard,
Los Angeles, California, 90036.
Enough of that. Here's a horse.
The Free FM streaming experience is powered by the great taste of Miller Lite. Always a good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Always live responsibly.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Admit it. You listen to Likas.
I listen to Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
And I listen to Tom in the afternoon because he talks about the issues that I really care about.
I listen to Likas because of Likas 101, baby.
I've been late about 6 times now because of Likas 101.
Guys who listen to FM talk meet hot chicks.
Likas 101 all the way, baby.
Tom Likas is the shit, baby.
You know that, I know that, and the American people know that.
Drive home with Tom Likas.
Weekday afternoon.
And we're not done yet.
97.1.
Free FM.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. And now, Adam Carolla.
Yeah, home improvement, baby. Something I can sink my teeth into for a change.
I'm curious about some of these questions.
Well, we have some good ones up there. How to get crown molding around
That's
a curve.
That's the one I'm curious about.
I got kind of a couple of big ones for you, if you have the time.
I do.
There'll be just a small one then.
Well, not on the air, I don't.
But
no. We were talking toilets before we went to break. I'll tell you what we're going to do, because I feel like that is a problem that a lot of people have, and I'll explain the inner workings of the toilet. Now, more about the mounting, because they leak, and the floor gets rotted, and then you got trouble, mister. I'll take a couple of phone calls, and then we'll get into toilet talk. Let's see. Replace baseboard. Let's try that one. Todd?
Yeah.
You want to replace the baseboard in your house?
Yeah, how do I get the old baseboard out without tearing up the drywall, or is that possible?
Yes, it is. You need to score the top of it. When you put baseboard down, you will put the baseboard down. And the difference between casing and baseboard, again, Teresa, is?
Well...
Okay, now the fun begins.
Exactly.
Yes, a baseboard is sharp, has a sharp edge, the bottom edge, the edge that goes against the floor. Casing that goes around the door looks like molding, and it is molding, and they're both in the molding family, but one edge is broken, as they say, is sanded round because it has both sides exposed, as opposed to baseboard needs a sharp edge that goes against the floor. Do you see what I'm saying?
This is great.
Thank you.
This is the only time of day that I'm jealous of you.
Thank you.
I'm serious. I mean, well, I fancy myself smart guy, and that's tough around Adam for sure. But, I feel I'm all right. It's okay because I just go home and be a lot smarter than my wife. But, man, the sports thing, I couldn't give a rat's butt. But this is a man thing I should know and want to know, and I don't. And I hate that.
Well, Todd?
Yeah?
You will join the initiated when I tell you to take a utility knife and score the top of the baseboard, because the baseboard gets put against the wall, and then a thin bead of painter's caulk will go where the baseboard meets the wall to give it a nice flow. Otherwise, you'll have a crack of daylight there.
Right.
And when you tear it up, it tears the wallboard up with it, too, but not if you drop in a razor knife, a utility knife, a box cutter for you morbid folks out there, and go ahead and do that, and then just go ahead and get yourself a cat's paw or flat bar and pry it away from the wall where it's nailed. But once you score it, once you remove that little bead of caulking, that membrane that makes it part of the wall, it won't tear up the wall.
Okay, cool.
All right, Todd, you're going to put baseboard.
You got that.
You're going to put baseboard down in its place. New baseboard.
Yeah, well, the house came with this little generic-looking 2-inch. I put up some crown molding, and it just doesn't match. You know,
yeah.
I want something better.
You got some little streamlined finger joint crap down there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. You don't need that. Well, here's the way to do it. Make a mess and then go with baseboard that's 9 inches tall, and it'll cover it up, right? All right.
Yeah, I thought of that, too.
All right. And again, if you're going to put some base shoe down, that's the little extra piece of molding that goes between the baseboard and where the floor hits to cover that up. Don't go with the quarter round. Very white trash and low rent. Go with the base shoe. It's a little different shape.
Good enough.
We're having a ball out here.
That's right. Huell Hauser coming up. Yeah. We have many great Huell Hauser clips that we're going to get into in just a moment. Wants to hang a heavy bag. Now, here's something Danny
can say.
I know that you've done this.
Tino?
I've done this.
Tino, you want to hang a heavy bag?
Yeah, I bought one yesterday for my sons and I in a 70-pound canvas heavy bag.
That's actually a very small
heavy bag. My son's looking at me like, I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to knock out all that drywall and wrap it around one of your beams up there, and we're going to be okay with it.
Is he going to use it
Smoking
for punching?
Smoking sucks.
Is he going to use it for just punching, or is he learning karate?
He is just, it's a workout thing.
I promise you a sidekick, a decent sidekick, will put that bag through your ceiling.
No kidding.
So,
I was thinking of a freestand, but I want to hang it. I'd like to hang it in the garage itself, you know.
All right. You want to hang it in the garage. And you have drywall on the ceiling.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, you're going to need to find a ceiling joist to lag bolt into. They should be spread out 16 inches on center, meaning the center of one to the center of the next. The stock meaning the thickness of the joist is 1.5 inches because it's 2x, which is really 1.5 inches. Thus, there'll be 14.5 inches in the bay in between. Once you find one, and in the garage, they're easy to find because the finish work isn't so good. They slap up the joint compound, and they don't make it look like a mirror up there. So you'll see the nails or the screws running in a line, and that's where your ceiling joist is. You find that ceiling joist and find one that'll accommodate you nicely. Give yourself enough room so the bag doesn't swing around and bang into the back wall or anything. I would get one of a swivel. I wouldn't put just an eye hook into it. I would just go ahead, go online, go to one of these boxing magazines or places or anything, and buy the swivel. The swivel will take two bolts, and it'll have sort of a universal swivel, and that way it'll never get knotted up and put any pressure on the lag bolts up there.
Swinging that bolt around and then eventually pulling it free.
Yeah, I know. You put a single eye bolt up there, it might come through. You then need to drill what is called a pilot hole. Don't just sink that big old lag bolt into the thing. Drill a hole first, and the hole, believe it or not, when you drill a pilot hole, the bit you use to drill the pilot hole or the initial hole to sink the bolt into is almost the size of the bolt that's going into it. It's not half the size.
But it should be a little smaller? A
little bit smaller, just so the threads bite, and just sink it right up in there.
That's good stuff.
My current heavyweight bag is chained up around my daughter's swing set. Just so you know. And can I recommend one thing? The new heavy bags that they have that are actually light bags, they won't hurt your hands so much, and you fill the base with about 300 pounds of water, and it sits on the floor, and you can make them up to 6'6" tall, and you don't have to hook them
like
to anything. It's like a Weeble Wobber, but with my best kick in the world, I can't knock it down.
But he's already purchased a canvas one, right?
Yeah, we got
And mine's hanging from my... If you're going to listen to me, mine's hanging from my daughter's swing set.
One of the things the Child Protective Services will be looking at when they go to the Bonaducci house... That is one of those sad things. It's like in those movies where they've lost a child and they show the ball going out into the street in slow motion, or the tricycle sitting alone on a windy day. If it gets sad, the Bonaducci's will be the heavy bag. Be an ashtray next to the heavy bag hanging from the gymboree.
Do you want to hear something totally a true story? On season 2 of Breaking Bonaducci, I'm smoking in the car with Isabella saying something really bad. And Isabella, we're both exactly in the shot because she's sitting in the back seat and can't miss us. And she goes, "Dad, I'm going to call Child Services." And I looked at her and I said, "Honey, if they didn't come get you last year, they don't care about you."
That's right. And tell Mama to take it off the speed dial, by the way, while we're at it. Jeremy?
Yeah.
Door frame is splitting away from door.
Ooh, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my master bathroom door at the bottom, near the carpet at the bottom, it's splitting away from the frame or the casing.
By the way, just a footnote, I'm not comfortable with master bedroom, master bath. You know, it has a little bit of a negative connotation.
Really?
I prefer former slave owner bedroom. Not master. I don't like the... There's a bad taste in my mouth.
See, you just throw a ball gag in a girl's mouth, and it's a whole different kind of master bedroom.
Adam, can you explain Jeremy's problem
a
little bit better?
Yeah, he doesn't have a ball gag.
Jam is pulling away from the door.
Yeah, at the bottom. So when the door shuts, it's hitting the frame because it's splitting away from the wall.
On the side the hinge isn't on.
Exactly.
That's right.
Which is called the
strike side. Yes. But is the hinge side, strike side is where the knob is. Yeah, so you need to push that back in.
Exactly, and I don't know if that was caused from...
It's the bathroom's probably moisture, maybe it warped.
Exactly.
All you got to do is take a finish nail and set it right in there. Now, don't put it too low in the jam, or you'll crack it. If you get too close to the end of a piece of wood and you put in a nail, it'll crack it. The other thing you can do from stopping the wood from cracking is drilling, again, a small pilot hole and doing it that way. But go up about 4 or 5 inches from the tile floor and sink a couple of 10-penny finish nails, like 2-inch finish nails, and that'll suck it right back in.
I have a question for Teresa.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When Adam's talking about this stuff like this, and you know he makes a comfortable living and has a bunch of cars and life's good, do you get, like, all hot for him?
Well, I do like that he knows how to build things with his hands
really
and
cool.
How to do things. Yes, of course.
Well, thank you. One more, and we'll back.
Because
we'll
I bone him. I'm just saying right now. I take my dovetail joint.
Accomplish our mission.
And then I take my... cock.
Danny, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Adam has a rape dog for protection.
That's right.
First of all, I'd woo that bitch. And then I get Adam.
Yeah, I figure like if you're going to break in the Corolla house, you want to get by the rape dog. You have to take like a vagina and throw it in the corner. The dog will go after it, right, and you break right into the former slave owner bedroom where I'm sleeping. Ben?
Yeah, Adam.
You have a question about crown molding.
Yeah, on my outside corners in the inside of the house, they're all rounded. They're not flat and square.
Mm-hmm.
How do you round crown molding?
In the biz, we will call that radius. That's a radius corner. And crown molding, tall order. Crown molding needs to be done usually on a compound miter saw. That's a sliding miter saw. And what a lot of people don't know about crown molding is it should be cut upside down. So not the way it goes on the ceiling, but upside down is the way you place it on the saw, and you place it at the angle on the saw that it's going to be on the ceiling. Now, radius, obviously you're not going to get the wood to bend. It's not like you're going to soak it in urine or something and bend it overnight. What they do have is they have flexible moldings. They also have moldings that are in a radius shape that you can pre-buy. You're never going to get your crown molding to bend into that sharp a radius. Go down. What city are you living in, Ben?
Corona.
Know it well. Drive out to North Hollywood.
Yeah, okay.
No, go to a local molding shop. They have molding center, the house
like
of moldings, and they're just moldings and hardwoods and stuff like that.
I'll
go
bet
in
there's
there.
One called just moldings.
I'll tell you what I would do is I would go ahead and try to make a little template of that radius. Take
with
a
what?
Piece of cardboard, cut it out, slide it on the ceiling against the radius. See if you can get that 90 degree and how much radius you need. Then take it down to the molding place and see if they have a piece of crown that'll fit your radius. Thank you.
Just a small piece of advice from me for something I think I could do to actually help. Most mobile phones now will help you look for your business by type of business. You don't have to know the name. You can say, I'm in Corona, and I'm looking for a place that does molding. And
I like this idea. You take a mold with the cardboard, and you just bring it in with you.
Yeah, so you can have sort of a template. Now, quickly, the bathroom, since we brought it up.
We'll be back.
Almost after out of this. Time. Bathroom toilets leak, floors get warped and things fall apart. They have something called a wax ring, Johnny ring, that goes on the toilet. Needs to be replaced every once in a while. Two screws will take your toilet off. Two nuts.
And nothing.
Will
I'm
take
scared
your
of that.
Off.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
I've got a loose one that I tighten down by hand and then wash.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a really nice house that was missing. We bought it as a fixer. $2.6 million fixer.
It is insane, isn't
it? It had been done, it's a mansion, it's a palace. But the lady, like, her got really sick, and there were no electrical outlets. All the wiring was done, but there were no light switches.
Right.
All the plumbing had been brand new done in a 1926 house, but there were no sinks, toilets, or bathtubs.
Well, the toilet has something
called... And I'm afraid to take that off. I think it's going to gush up like in some sitcom.
Well, I will tell you how to avoid that. All toilets have a feed in the back that should have a knob called an angle stop. You turn that to the right, it shuts the water off. Then you can unscrew that little flex hose that goes to the tank. Then you take those two screws off at the base of the toilet. Should have a little plastic cap cover over it.
Are you getting this, honey?
And you will lift it off, and you can remove it, and then you can replace that wax ring for $1.99 and put the new one down, and then drop the new toilet right back down on top of that.
Johnny?
Some people call it Johnny ring. It's a wax ring. You can get it. You can get it anywhere. And if the floor is rotted, well, subflooring, that's a whole different show. So we'll take.
I'm going to make you a quick promise before we go to break. When I get home today and my wife tells me one more time how fascinating you are, and I leave her,
that's right.
I will still like you.
I will let you crash out my garage with your camping gear and my rape dog.
Fair enough. Because I know the next call is, oh, God, you know, he's fascinating.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Huell Howser.
All right.
Everybody, the great Huell Howser. Just a taste to moisten our lips before we go to break.
Here's the first clip.
First clip.
As always, you're invited to come on along with us as we continue our search together for California's and Arizona's gold.
Very controversial issue of California gold. Going into Arizona, Huell Howser next.
Not a sign of slowing. One lay down makes...
Hey, there's more Adam on the way, plus Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Now, let's go behind the scenes as Frosty, Heidi, and Frank prepare for today's show.
Frank, is my tongue blue?
It looks like a big blue snake. Is mine yellow?
The old Skittles standoff again.
Here, Frosty, chew this.
I'll pass, thank you. That color can't be edible.
Well, there you have it. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
97.1
Free FM.
It's that time of year again, fatty. You overindulged all through the holidays, and now you're full of resolutions about getting in shape again this year. Well, this time, there's a solution that will help you keep your resolution. Fatburn.com. With Fatburn.com, you can eat the foods you like and exercise the way you want, all with the personal guidance of a qualified Fatburn coach, who will give you the basic tools and must-know information to understand your body and achieve your weight loss goals on your terms. And best of all, it's so convenient. You can check your progress from any computer any time of the day. Log on to Fatburn.com right now and take the virtual tour. Memberships start for as little as $3.75 per week, and there are no contracts to sign and no forms to fill out. Get started today with Fatburn.com and start getting in shape on your terms with a program that fits your lifestyle, your schedule, and the foods you want to eat. Take control and live your life your way.
Now broadcasting in HD digital stereo. This is KLSX in Los Angeles.
SoCal's home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci. Mornings.
Online at 971freefm.com.
On air at 97.1.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by LA Yamaha and Marina Del Rey.
Hey, it's Danny Bonaducci here for Dr. Tadoff. You know, I've gotten so involved in telling you about this that I never really read what's on this copy here. I told you the phone number, which is 1-888-TATT-OFF. That's 1-888-TATT-OFF. Dr. Tadoff, but I haven't told you some of the other stuff they've got because I'm so personally involved. Dr. Tadoff is going to take off this wedding band I had tattooed on my finger, which was a terrible mistake, and it makes my wife very unhappy. You're going to be able to watch the progress on their website and our website at 971freefm.com or adamcarolla.com, and you're able to watch it come off. The prices, you wouldn't believe it, they start at like $39 per square inch per visit. It's really amazing. You can get that AC/DC or Guns N' Roses tattoo you got on and now is causing you the promotion because you've got a skull on your neck. That can all come to an end. You don't have to live with your teenage mistakes or your drunken mistakes. Call Dr. Tadoff at T-A-T-T-OFF. That's the number.
Here's a great gift suggestion for you. How about some beautiful diamonds? Kevin Jewelers, California's choice for diamonds, is the place to go for a lot of reasons. One, they've got this amazing sale going on right now. At Kevin Jewelers, as we speak, they have 70% off retail prices. For example, a 3-stone quarter carat diamond pendant is only, you ready for this, $75. 70% off retail prices. And there are 21 locations in a mall near you for Kevin Jewelers. On top of their amazing, incredible deals on their extensive stock of EGL certified diamonds, Kevin Jewelers also will give you no interest till 2008. You will not find a better selection or better prices anywhere than Kevin Jewelers, California's choice for diamonds. They're all over the place. As I said, 21 locations in a mall near you. They're found everywhere, like Glendale Galleria, Laguna Hills Mall, Valencia Town Center, Westfield Shopping Town, Westminster Mall, Brea Mall, everywhere. Go to this website for a location near you. You'll find one. KevinJewelers.com. That's KevinJewelers.com.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free.
97.1.
We want to be free to do what we want to do.
Free FM.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Have you had a wildfire session yet? Maybe you read about wildfire in the Journal, Forbes, the New York Times, or saw it on NBC's Nightly News. But if you haven't actually had a wildfire session, you don't know wildfire. Listen to this.
Wildfire?
What can I do for you?
Call.
Call whom?
Diane O'Donnell.
At which place?
Home.
Dialing.
Technically, wildfire is a service you subscribe to. But you'll experience it as an electronic secretary working for you 7 days a week, around the clock.
Wildfire?
Here I am.
Remind me to call.
Call whom?
Dan Jacobs.
When?
Tomorrow, at 8 in the morning.
Got it. I'll set my watch alarm.
People who use Wildfire say this thing is life-changing. Well, if your life depends on the telephone, use it now.
Call 877-2-GO-VIRTUAL to hear a demonstration and subscribe. That's 877-2-GO-VIRTUAL. Again, 877-2-GO-VIRTUAL. Wildfire.
What can I do for you?
Back to the Adam Carolla Show. And now, Adam explains to 1780s guy, tanning salons.
So the wealthy pay money to gain the appearance of a field hand?
Well, I don't know.
That was Adam Explains Tanning Salons to 1780s guy. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, anyone who knows me knows I'm obsessed with Huell Hauser. Huell.
Anyone who knows you.
He's an ex-Marine and a big man.
I had to go to the mall, the Glendale Galleria yesterday. Mm-hmm. I went to the Apple store. By the way, they were good. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Second snort of the week, Bonaducci.
Second today.
It just makes me laugh that, you know, I can tell when more and more people are listening to the show because they say, I listen to you and Adam and Teresa, instead of, hey, I see you on TV, whatever it is. I can,
right.
I'm walking research.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard twice. It doesn't sound like a lot, but not that many people approach me.
Sure.
But I heard twice, he really loves this Huell Hauser guy, right? And I say, yes, yes, he does.
Boy, this twice is going to be fun.
I'm infatuated. Always have been. He's been on TV out here in SoCal and in California in general, doing California's Gold for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And
how long?
20 years in, 20 years!
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, sorry. It is amazing he has no competition. It is what happens when the man pays you instead of your boss. Right. It is funded. He's on KCT, he's a public television that is paid for by the citizens, and thus no competition, and thus he can't be fired, and thus this is why communism doesn't work out, because you have a big Marine who just stumbles into flea markets and talks to people that don't want to have a conversation with him about nothing, but yet I can't take my eyes off it. And again, just a quick recreation with Brian, because yeah. I know you love it, buddy. His normal exchange goes something like this. This is Huell Hauser for California's Gold. Today we're in the San Fernando Valley. We're talking to Mr. Alvera. Mr. Alvera's family's been making terracotta paving tiles in this factory for over 90 years.
Hello, Huell, yes.
90 years!
Yeah, 90.
Now, that is incredible!
90.
90 years in this same location.
We haven't moved.
And the terracotta paving tiles
are made here.
At this location.
Exclusively
for
where we're
standing. 90 years. That's how every conversation goes.
And you weren't here at the beginning of that, right? No, I wasn't.
He occasionally conducts an interview by phone without miking the other end of the conversation.
Well, if we could pull that up, Brian. Can you find that conversation? He had, this is what got me going. He was out in the Mojave Desert at the Baghdad Cafe talking to the owner of the place, having a conversation over the phone with the guy, and the other guy wasn't Mike. And there's pictures of celebrities up, but none of them had ever eaten there. All right, let's try.
Howdy, how you doing? Well, we're just doing an interview here, finding out about the Baghdad Cafe.
On the phone.
Yeah. Is that picture in there of Burt Lancaster? Why is there a portrait of Burt Lancaster in here on the wall of the Baghdad Cafe? Oh, you just bought it. He's never actually been here.
Now, normally, if
they just hung it up.
They just hung it up. Now, if you live in a world where there's competition, well, that doesn't make the cut.
No.
Right. I mean, please, a conversation where the other guy... Look, I've done enough man-on-the-street stuff.
Right.
You know, we used to go out and do the man show, bring the cameras and do the whole thing all the time. If you brought that home, somebody would say... Well, we didn't have the other guy mic'd up.
Right.
There's no audio.
And
the
Burt
audio.
Lancaster okay. never came in.
Right, so this is cut from our production.
Keep in mind, we just did How Do You Lose Weight and Home Improvement. Imagine if the callers weren't heard.
Right.
There'd be silence, and then all of a sudden, Carole would go, well, what you do is this. Mm. It would make no sense at all.
Strike side or hinge side?
Well, that's the point. Butt side, thank you. The point is Huell, because there's no competition, because he gets paid whether we like it or not, continues on, but I love it. So let's move forward. This is Huell Hauser's California Gold last week, and now he ventures across the state line into Arizona.
I'll just move right to the second clip.
Please.
Traitor.
Oh, boy, here's the place to get socks. Tell me about your socks.
He's kidding.
What would you like to know about my socks?
You've got a lot of them here.
I sell a lot of them every year. Every year, people come back, 90% repeat business.
Now, who would think that you would come to Quartzsite to buy socks?
I'm actually, my wife's making an Arizona run for some socks later on today. Danny, you need some tube socks?
While I'm down in Arizona, absolutely.
Yeah,
because... And bring me back some workers.
And by
nice.
The way, if anyone has a store in California and could stock socks, that would be awesome, because I'm tired of going through a tank and a half of gas to buy socks.
Have you ever seen...
You got to go swap my, you got to go swap me in Arizona in order to buy socks. Repeat
Very
business. And don't get me started on underpants. I had to go to Idaho to get underpants last time.
I don't want any repeat business there.
All right, well, there he is talking to the sock merchant.
Please tell me there's more.
Oh, there is.
Oh, my gosh. Look at all of these marbles. Tell us about them.
Well, most of them, pretty all of them are new. They come out of the Virginia, Ohio area.
Uh-huh.
And they're used for decorations, fish bowls.
Look at the size of these marbles.
Oh, these are nicer, yeah. These are bigger, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, look at these. They fit in egg crates.
Marbles must be 5/8 of an inch across.
No, they can't roll that well if they fit into an egg crate.
Louis, get a shot of these marbles. Have you lost yours?
They're shaped like eggs, Lou.
I really am starting to enjoy how everything's got to start with, oh, boy.
Yeah.
He's an excitable man.
Yeah, I mean, Huell
is
talking
this
about...
Is nice.
He's going to a swap meet in Arizona where he's talked about socks and marbles thus far. Let's see if we can keep this party going.
Now, what are you selling over here?
I'm selling sunglasses, and everybody out in Arizona needs a pair of sunglasses.
Why is that?
Because the sun is so bright.
Uh-huh. Well, now I've already got on sunglasses.
Well, I don't guess you'd need any then.
Really?
It's like a video presentation for kids with learning disabilities. Like, if you had Down syndrome kids and you're trying to sort of, actually, not even that. If it was the 70s and you had a child that was stricken with Down syndrome, you might show them this tape, although I imagine there would be fecal matter smeared on the TV screen before the afternoon was over.
Little Bobby, the Down syndrome baby, would go, this guy's weird. I promise you. Hold on.
I learned that in Arizona it's sunny, and when it's sunny, you need sunglasses.
Now, what would you need sunglasses for?
Yeah, I've heard of this place called Sun City. I'll bet you might want to wear glasses there.
Huell, there's a fiery orb in the sky known as the sun. Its radiant heat warms our planet.
Oh, boy.
It's like, really? Well, I've already got sunglasses. Okay.
Please tell me there's more.
Oh, yes.
Wait a minute. You're selling this for $15?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, this one here goes for more. Because it's occupied, the pan goes for $20.
Ah. Oh, this was made in occupied Japan.
Yeah.
It has that on the bottom of it.
So that goes a little higher.
You know your stuff, don't you?
Yes.
Now, what's he talking about, though?
I have no idea. Oh, I think we're moving on to an African mask. Who the hell knows what Huel... Whatever he held up, it was boring.
And
I guarantee you it was not something exciting or titillating.
Now, I actually care a little bit about African wooden carved masks.
Well, that's coming up next.
Should be interesting.
All right.
This is from Africa.
West Africa, yeah.
Can I pick one of these up?
No problem. You can look at
what? What are these? These just go on the side of your house, or?
Yeah, make it all hang in the house. House.
In the house?
Yeah.
Where?
On the side of your house.
In the...
You go on the inside.
House?
The house. The house is a box where people live.
Oh,
by the way, almost all African masks are carved in 50 minutes by Mexicans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bam, 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 which is amazing.
What a lot of people don't know is Mexican masks are carved by Africans.
Yeah.
So, touche.
Yep.
All right, we have two more. One is on the way out. I believe he sees the giant Titanic balloon.
And look over here. There's a big old blown up balloon of the Titanic sinking. Only in quartzite would you see something like that.
Yeah. Makes you want to... You know what? Let's end the show early and haul on out to quartzite. I need some shades and some tube socks.
Now, do you know where quartzite is? Could you get us there?
Flea market somewhere in Arizona.
I guess you could go to that TomTom thing or whatever and just put in quartzite and it would say, where? You mean the sock place?
I don't think it would say where. I think it would say why. The other thing is, it must be liberating to be Huell Hauser, to go out, because again, as a guy who's done, 100 man on the street shoots and probably only been able to use pretty good batting average, 85-90% of them. But I remember leaving thinking a little bit of anxiety. Hope we talk to some colorful characters. Hope I'm quick-witted. My tongue works. I hope. Must be nice to go out with Huell to know that even if the van breaks down in the driveway, you have an hour-long piece.
Right.
If
the
you were going to courtside, him and Louis could sit inside a rented van and come up with an hour of California's gold. This is called a dual climate zone. Louis, get a shot of that.
These are automatic locks, Louis.
You mean the wipers turn on their own when it starts raining?
You've got a cup holder.
This is called a headliner. And speaking of that, Louie, get busy. All right, one more. This is...
There some research that shows that anyone else thinks this is as fascinating as we do?
Now, Adam has discovered him and has made him beloved.
I must say, I used to go off on Huell when I was doing Loveline, and people have requested more Huell. I don't know why, but...
Two people at the mall.
They get under the skin. Well, we got a guy on line one, Mike, that says he used to watch Huell in jail. I feel like
now,
if I was a warden, I'd be scared of rioting.
What now? Was Huell in jail?
Huell was in jail, and what would happen was I'm a big fan of the Discovery Channel, and so I was up, and there was a couple other people up, and there was Huell, and it kind of looked like Discovery Channel because, of course, like Adam says, it's public TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's free in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And... we got a little following going, and I'm sure there's quite a few people scratching their heads, and then I didn't realize anybody else knew Huell until I heard him one night on Loveline, and I went, oh, my God, somebody else is watching.
Huell was not in the joint.
Right.
No.
Has got some stories?
But it would suck being if he was, because I would definitely be Huell's, you'll be my bitch,
eh? Yeah, that's what I was thinking, that you'd be watching Huell Hauser, and then you just get...
Right.
You're a
bitch. Was busted for grand theft time.
Yeah, Huell and unusual punishment. Thank you. All right, one more last clip from the great Huell Hauser in California Gold.
I got to step it off. Yes,
and
funny.
We just happened to run across this horseshoe game going on here. This is amazing here. And you know what? This is a big deal here, too, every year, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
So Quartzsite really is more than just the flea market.
Oh, yes, more than enough, yeah. Your horseshoe players, they come from all over.
But, I mean, it's even more than horseshoes.
Yeah, people are trying to pigeonhole Quartzsite many times by saying you just a place to buy sunglasses, African masks, and tube socks. Yeah. But oh no, I beg to differ. There are old people waiting to die playing horseshoes on the way back to the van. That's just him and Louie walking back to the van, stumbling across some old timers with a horseshoe.
Didn't you play? Was it Uhlhauser at the casket making capital of the world?
Was that? I saw. Huel, where's the casket making capital of the world?
No place, but the only reason I would know that would be Hugh and Hugh has
saw him at a place where they carved headstones once, I think, many years ago. Well, anyway, California's gold, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll hopefully keep you posted and keep you updated each week. All right, we need to take ourselves a break. Now, Alexandra Pelosi, the Speaker of the House's daughter, who wrote herself a fine documentarian, Friends of God is her documentary. I think we're going to talk to her.
I love that.
Next. I've heard about this documentary. I've heard about her, but I have not seen it. And, I think we'll line her up and we'll talk to her next. If not, we'll do What's Wrong with This Country, because the State of the Union is tonight. Either way, you'll get some form of entertainment. Huel, please send me out with just one shot of Huel.
Are you all having as much fun as we are learning about this kind of stuff?
Yep,
there you
are.
Go. Take a quick break. Be right back after this.
There's a lot more coming up, so stick around. The Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX 3 FM.
Dateline, Southern California, where decorated Eagle Scout Bobby logs onto his favorite website.
971-FREE-FM.
Even at 31 years old, Bobby still looks snazzy in those shorts and scarf.
Yeah, my mom knitted him.
971-FREE-FM.com. A veritable bastion of pictures and information about all the talk jockeys at 97.1. Plus, you can listen live to some streaming Free FM.
And don't forget about the pictures.
That's amusing, but I don't know why. Treat yourself to the majesty of 971-FREE-FM.
Powered by the Auto Club 500, happening Sunday, February 25th at California Speedway.
This is another Grammy Spotlight. You may remember Bobby Thicke, lead singer for the early 80s supergroup Chafed Thighs. After being comatose for nearly 20 years, Bobby's new CD, Christ, I'm on Fire, has scored him a Grammy nomination in this year's No, He's Not Dead category. Bobby told me why he returned to recording.
When you're homeless for like 20 years and stuff, he'll just do anything for your next fix, a meal.
Bobby told me an amusing story of how he came up with the idea for Christ, I'm on Fire.
I'm there one day and these kids come up and they were, you know, what they had, like, I thought it was soda, and they poured it on me and then threw a match and poof, there I go, up in flames. I swear I saw Jesus Christ, and he said to me, hey, asshole, get in a puddle.
Catch Bobby performing Christ, I'm on Fire when he comes to this Sunday night. It's all about support.
You need help.
Exactly.
Are you willing to open up your arms and let someone help you?
I'm willing to do anything.
It's all about helping others.
I want to thank all of you for what you've done for my girlfriend. It's made an impact on our lives.
It's All Talk Recovery Radio. Saturday nights at 11 on Free FM.
You're sticking needles in your arm at the age of 46. You have a choice. You know what to do. But you know what? You can't do it all.
Join John T. and his solutions crew for 3 hours of real answers to real problems.
You guys gave me so much support that I never had that before. Like, totally strangers caring about me, counseling me. You know, it's really touching, though, because I never had this before.
Visit them at alltalkrecoverynow.org. That's alltalkrecoverynow.org.
You gotta get busy, brother, and help somebody that can't help themselves.
All Talk Recovery Radio, Saturday nights at 11 on 97.1 Free FM.
Are chronic sinus problems ruining your life? Have you tried everything but still can't find relief? Introducing the Sinus Buster, the world's first capsaicin-based nasal spray designed to relieve chronic headaches, sinus, and allergy symptoms.
It's the most powerful nasal spray that I've ever used. You know, you feel it instantly as soon as you squirt it in.
The Sinus Buster is the only nasal spray formulated with all-natural hot pepper extract. Its active ingredient, capsaicin, instantly attacks headaches and congestion by depleting your body of the chemical known as Substance P, the cause of most chronic sinus and allergy conditions.
I had a very bad migraine, and I just sprayed one drop up one nostril, and immediately the headache was gone.
I've had sinus headaches with allergies for years, and Sinus Buster is the first thing that ever really worked for me.
I used it, and immediately my headache was gone.
I love it.
Log on to sinusbuster.com and discover how the power of pepper can change your life, too.
It really does work, and it's amazing.
Stay clear and pain-free naturally with the Sinus
Buster. Adam Carolla now. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank coming up at 10. 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Yeah, Laser Eye Center. My sight is fine. I wish my sense of smell wasn't so good about now.
It's vile.
Egg bomb dropped in the studio. Look. Let's not digress. Let's talk about your eyes. They have a technology. Again, if you want to figure out whether to avail yourself of a technology, put yourself back 200 years. Pretend you needed glasses to read everything. And then imagine if we've taken one of the founding fathers and I said,
Benjamin Franklin.
Look, Ben, here's the deal. You don't have to wear those bifocals. You don't have to invent them. You go down to this place for a couple of shillings. You lie down for 30 seconds. They zap you with something called a laser. I'll explain later. And you're back on your horse, foisting your petard and enjoying a prostitute or two. Would they not jump at this chance? They
good
would,
day, sir!
Make haste is what he would yell yes. before he dashed that's out a, of the out the door into the laser eye center.
Big man to dash.
Do not be lazy. Again, our founding fathers would have done it, then why not you?
They I got think the, I might need it.
This really?
Well, yeah. You should get it.
I think I will if I can need it. I'm going to go
I
down
mean, can
there.
You imagine in 1 second, bam, you
no,
can
I've
see.
No, I've got an appointment with these guys. I'm going to go down and see if I need it. And okay. If I need it, I'm going to get it.
They got the LADAR 6000. You're in and out. They've done it for 20 years. Voted best LASIK center for 5 years consecutively. Call right now. Free consultation, 880-LASER. That's 880-LASER. Or go to LaserEyeCenter.com.
Protect your investment with a...
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Tom Likas, free to say what you're already thinking.
Ed writes, Tom, I'm in a serious situation. I'm 34 years old, and I have been living with a woman for about 4 years now. She is still married and refuses to get a divorce. All right, strike two. You want strike three? Here it is. I have had a child with this woman. Problem is this. Wait, problem is something else?
The Tom Likas Show. Weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1 Free FM.
Between my favorite radio station
and my favorite radio station,
there are even more.
But you can only discover these hidden stations with an HD radio.
With HD radio, you can explore new digital territory and hear expanded content from the stations you listen to now.
You'll find a world of music, news, and talk unlike any you've heard before, at a level of fidelity you haven't heard before either.
Best of all, it's completely free. All you need is an HD radio.
So find out what's between this station
and this one.
HD radio.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. And now, Adam Carolla.
Well, we are going to speak to Alexandra Pelosi. Name sounds familiar? Daughter of Nancy Pelosi. She makes documentaries. She made Journey with George. Which
the daughter does.
May have seen. Yes, she followed George Bush around for the presidential campaign, I guess, in 2000. She's earned 6 Emmy nominations for it, and this one's going to be on HBO coming up this Thursday. Alexandra?
Yeah?
Nice to speak to you.
Thanks for having me on the show.
My pleasure and our pleasure. And I see here that, well, explain the documentary, and then I'll get into the specifics.
Yeah. Okay, so I am a blue state, like, I was
from San Francisco, and I live in New York, mm-hmm. and so the whole world of evangelicals was foreign to me.
Right.
But after the 2004 presidential election, they were saying that the evangelicals had a big hand in helping elect George Bush. So I was like, well, who are these evangelicals? So I'm going to leave the comfort of the coasts and go deep into the heartland and try and meet some and talk to them about what they believe in and try and, you know, like, can we all get along?
So you want to get a peek behind the curtain.
Yeah, behind the red curtain, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that, not to question your integrity in any way, but do you feel that you were fair? Because I've seen documentaries on the South where they just made everyone appear stupid and toothless and playing.
No. The whole point of my journey was to actually try to make friends. It was mm-hmm. That was part of the...
Okay.
I don't really... I've never had made, you know, my documentaries for a point. You know, I've never had a point.
Yeah.
You know, I don't do political docs, even though I cover politics. I did two documentaries about politics, but they were just about the personality. Like, when I was on the bus with Bush, it wasn't about his politics. It was more just like, this is what the guys really like sitting in the back of the bus.
Well, that begs the question, Bush knows who your mother is, right?
I introduced them.
Oh.
So let's go back. I'm going to mm-hmm. take you back.
Yes.
Okay, it was the summer of 1999. I was a network news producer at NBC in New York, and they needed someone to cover the campaign trail. So I get a phone call from the assignment desk, and they say, you know, they knew I was single and that I didn't have a family, and they're like, okay, do you have any pets? And I'm like, no, and they're like, why? And they're like, well, we need someone to cover the presidential campaign, so we're looking for someone who's unattached. So they send me out to Austin, Texas, because George Bush was going to announce that he was running for president.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was basically assigned to stay there until, you know, he was out of the race, which ended up leading him all the way to the White House. So I was there for a year and a half on the bus with him. Now, while I was on the bus, we went to all, you know, all the different states in America, and one of the stops was Oakland, California. So I called my parents, and I'm like, you know, you have no life when you're on the campaign trail. They
right.
call us news nuns. You know, you don't have any holidays or any days off. So I called my parents. I'm like, hey, I'm in Oakland. You should come see me. And my parents live in San Francisco. So they drove out to the Oakland airport, and we had lunch. And then, you know, the then governor, presidential candidate, did what he does whenever the media had their family there. He'd say, oh, let me meet your family, even though mm-hmm. he had no idea who my family was. So we go and we have lunch with Bush, and then he's like, oh, what do you do? You know, he's talking to my mom, and I don't think he had any idea who
oh,
my
really?
Mom was. None. Wow. And then she goes, well, I'm working my heart out to help Al Gore get elected to win the state of California.
Uncomfortable.
And then he was like, oh, like, I think he was like, who's this lady? Like, whatever. Then he becomes president, and mm-hmm. then she runs for whip. She was back then just one of 435 members of Congress. There's no reason why he would have known all 435
right.
members of Congress. So then she becomes the leader of the Democratic Party, and then after just this November, just like 3 weeks ago, you know, she was sworn in as the Speaker of the House. So
right.
it's all like the chronology of it is all, like when I made my movie about Bush, he didn't even know who my mother was.
Well, what is, and then we'll get right back to the evangelical friends of God, what is the one thing about Bush, for good or for bad or for whatever, that we don't know about him as an American? What is something that would surprise us to know about George Bush after traveling with him all that time?
Okay. I would say, because I'm talking to you, I'll tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are a million things we don't know about Bush, but one I would say is that every time a comedian made a joke about him,
mm-hmm.
he would laugh, and he'd say, ah, let him laugh at me. I'm going to be their president. And it was insightful because he sort of got this, like Al Gore could never laugh at himself.
Right.
You know, there was this idea of what you have to do to become president.
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, it's sort of like, this is what you have to endure. And he knew it because his father was president, and he knew the game. Whereas, like, other people were too thin-skinned or too, so they didn't understand what they had gotten themselves into. When late-night comedians would make jokes about him, he would say, oh, that's, just wait till I come out at the debates. People are going to think I'm a genius. Because
mm-hmm.
every time jokes were made, it sort of lowered everybody's expectations.
Right.
And it helped him in a way. And the night of the debates, he said to me, right when he was walking into the first debate with Al Gore, he goes, you just wait. When people see that I can string a sentence together, they're going to think I'm a genius.
Yeah, better.
I say that every day on the way here.
Better to be thought of as a dullard and then put together a simple sentence
right.
and have everyone applaud than have everyone think you're a genius like Al Gore and then call you a bore when you're done with your speech. So, but Alexandra, let's focus on today. One of the things that's chronicled in your documentary is you spoke to Ted Haggard before
yeah.
the sex scandal of a few months back.
Yeah, it was really heartbreaking because what happened was I ventured out, and as I said, I'm not trying to be Michael Moore. Like, I never wanted to have an agenda.
Right.
I just wanted to get to know some evangelicals. So the first place I went was the National Association of Evangelicals. That's a group that speaks for 30 million evangelicals. That was a good place to start. Ted Haggart was the spokesman for this organization. So I went to Colorado, and he had a very open-door media policy. He let cameras into his church, which not all churches do.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Colorado, and we met, and then he took me to his house, and we roasted marshmallows in the backyard, and he took me to his son's football games, and then he took me to Pikes Peak, and we went camping, and he taught me how to shoot a rifle, and we became friends.
Wow.
I mean, someone I would absolutely call a friend. Like, I had a relationship. Then I went with him on his Jerusalem Diet book tour and the Promise Keepers rally tour in Arizona.
Have you ever been to a Promise Keepers? You've been to a Promise Keepers rally?
Yeah, he took me.
Are they not amazing? I didn't even think they let women go.
Well, he took me.
Well,
I didn't think that women did. I think I was like the only woman in the entire state.
I've been.
Alexandra, we're talking to Alexandra Pelosi, by the way, Friends of God, her documentary on HBO coming up this Thursday. As someone who was born and raised, I guess, in the Bay Area, did your spidey sense tingle just a little bit? I mean, you've been around gay guys long enough to smell one out.
Well, I guess my gaydar must have been broken because he had 5 kids. I mean, it's hard to detect them.
Did you have any sense while you were shooting Friends of God for HBO that there was anything amiss about this Ted Haggart?
Well, you know, it was all new to me. This whole extreme, you know, evangelicals were new to me. So if I said they were weird, you'd say, well, that, you know, you're just prejudging evangelicals.
I actually slept with Ted Haggerty, and I didn't know
that's
gay.
What evangelicals were.
So, Haggard, then, this bombshell gets dropped after, obviously, you get done with your interview.
Suddenly, you've got some great footage.
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
If there's nothing better than watching something that was filmed before something knew took place. I mean, it's just, sometimes it can be weird when you see stuff about the World Trade Center, and they're standing up on the roof talking about the World Trade Center.
You have the Zapruder film.
Yeah.
Of this guy's sex scandal.
Or the Yul Brynner no smoking commercial that came out after he died.
Everyone should watch Friends of God on HBO coming up this Thursday just to watch the Ted Haggart part where he's talking about being a family man and going fishing with his kids and going to the soccer games to know that he had this long-standing gay affair and was having one during the time you're filming, I'm assuming, if I'm doing the math right.
Right, because I was filming over the course of a year. So he had, numbers.
Well, Alexandra Pelosi, we're plum out of time, but I love a documentary.
Very interested.
Me too.
Very interested.
And I hate God, so I'll be watching.
And I love God, so we'll both be watching.
We'll both be watching on HBO this Thursday.
Looking forward to hearing your review.
Thank you, baby
thanks
doll. Come see us in person when you're in town.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I feel I love documentaries, but I have tuned out a little bit over the years because I feel like documentaries become these self-fulfilling prophecies, which is you decide what the outcome of the story you're going to go cover before you go cover it is. And that's what I like about the purity of Huell Hauser. He doesn't go to the bargains, shop of bargains over there at the swap meet in Arizona, expecting to see a guy who sells socks. He finds him, and then he gets to the bottom.
So we've accomplished our mission.
That's the thing, though, with documentaries. When we did a reality show, when I did a reality show, here's not what I based it on, but here's what my mindset was. When you do a wild animal show, and you see these beautiful baby cubs born, and here comes the grizzly bear or the tiger, and it's going to eat these beautiful little babies. And all the cameraman's got to do is go boo, and they run away. But you can't. You sit there and you film the little baby cuties get their faces eaten off. To me, that's a real documentary where you don't ever step in the way of the truth, no matter what.
Speaking of that, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to lock Bonaducci in a shark cage with my rape dog.
Done.
Throw that baby up on the web.
Done.
The news. What's in it?
Well, actress Mandy Moore has a condition, and I'm going to tell you what that is. Also, those American Idol kids who got insulted, they are lashing out at Simon and getting their revenge.
That and more with the news next on The Adam Carolla Show.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX 3 FM. Now, let's go behind the scenes as Frosty, Heidi, and Frank prepare for today's show.
What you got, Frosty?
Well, there's a couple things in the newspaper.
Yeah, Frank's been on the damn computer for an hour.
Oh, show prep, huh?
No, more like addicted to porn.
Damn it! Why can't we get DSL in here? They can't download anything!
Well, what did you expect, huh?
I could have a nipple here.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. KLSX.
Hey kiddies, Adam Carolla here. You know, I could use an apprentice. Actually, I'd rather have a flunky, because I could yell at him. An apprentice I would have to take under my wing and tutor. How would you like to be that apprentice? That's right, my radio apprentice. You can hang out with me at the Playboy Mansion, just like one of the reward challenges in this season of Apprentice LA on NBC. All you gotta do is log on to adamcarolla.com, upload a photo and a paragraph explaining why you feel you're worthy of such an honor. As a matter of fact, if the photo's good enough, you don't have to write anything. You can just write kill, 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 and I'll probably still take you under my wing. The winner's going to join me, Adam Carolla, and my dear, dear blowhard friend, Donald Trump, at a live broadcast at the Playboy Mansion on January 18th. All this in celebration of the sixth season and first time in L.A. Apprentice L.A., new city, new twist, airing Sunday nights on NBC, all from your friends at Free FM.
Have you watched your adjustable rate mortgage go up every month lately? Or maybe you set up a 3 or 5 year fixed mortgage in the last few years and see a time bomb ticking in your future. Well, you know what? That time bomb may be 1 to 1.5% higher than today's 30 year fix. I'm Wesley Hoagland, president of Lennox Financial Mortgage. Unlock the equity in your home to pull cash out, consolidate a high rate second, or your non-deductible credit cards. We can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled in. Our 30 year fixed rates are phenomenal and they won't stay this low forever. So call us at 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. Give us 5 minutes of your time, even if you're already in the process with another company. We can run the numbers to see if we can benefit you. Whether you have perfect credit or you've had your credit ups and downs, we can still offer you no closing costs. And by the way, even if your FICO score is less than 500, we can still probably help you. Give us a call at 888-945-4105. Listen, all I'm asking for is 5 minutes of your time. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105.
Licensed by Department of Corporations, Equal Housing Lender.
For years, Southern California FM radio catered to people with an uncontrollable urge to dance.
I gotta dance! Woo-hoo!
And ignored those with the irresistible urge to talk.
I gotta talk!
Then, 97.1 was born.
You people are just sitting here and you don't even care! Don't you people have anything better to do with your effing time?
Soon, the entire Southland was relieved to learn that they could stop dancing and start talking.
Let's talk! I have the whole bleeding lot of you!
Like the other radio stations in town, we asked people who work for us to pretend they were satisfied listeners. Here's what happened.
Stay away from me! No, leave me alone! No, no, no!
It's the best variety of talk from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. What the hell does that mean?
Sometimes I find myself talking along out loud in my car.
You know, I've seen you do that, and it's very scary.
KLSX. And 97.1 KLSX. 97.1 KLSX. 97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
Bill and Kathleen from American Vision Windows announcing the new American Vision Kitchens.
Our mission was to revolutionize the window industry. Now we've become California's largest window replacement company by putting our customers first. Due to overwhelming requests from our customers for kitchen remodeling, we've opened American Vision Kitchens. American Vision Kitchens has assembled California's finest design team to create the kitchen of your dreams at an affordable price.
American Vision Kitchens uses its own certified in-house installation team so you know your job will be done right.
Call now and take advantage of 12 months same as cash financing. 866-268-8888. That's no payments or interest till 2008 on approved credit.
At American Vision Windows and Kitchens, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service.
Call American Vision Kitchens at 866-628-8888. That's 866-628-8888.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and now American Vision Kitchens.
The Tom Likas Show. It's just like a men's locker room, but without all the naked guys running around.
Our show is a little different.
Don't worry, 97.1.
We'll show Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Oh.
Tom Likas. Free to say what you're already thinking.
I want to tell you also, generally we do not discuss politics. You will not hear the following words on this program except by accident. The words Iraq. You will not hear the phrase Fox News Channel. You will not hear the names of anybody who's on the Fox News Channel or anybody in the Republican or, for that matter, the Democratic Party. We don't care. We won't talk about that stuff on this show.
The Tom Likas Show, weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1 Free FM.
The Adam Carolla Show, your news leader. Live, local, late-breaking. Teresa Strasser with the news that matters.
If you wonder why women sometimes want to show skin, it's because they're ovulating and their body is telling them that it is time to reproduce.
Teresa Strasser, the number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now. The Adam Carolla Show.
Let's do it, girl. You go.
Academy Award nominations took place early this morning.
No, I meant you go, like a Vietnamese woman. You go, you go,
you go now,
you go now.
Sorry, you know it was literal. Yes. Academy Award nominations took place this morning. Salma Hayek announced the nominees for Best Picture.
I'm in
of
love
the
with
year.
Her Golden Globes. I must say. I've had a little bit of an assful of her over
Same.
The last 6 months.
Because of Ugly yeah. Betty, you've seen a lot more of her.
Poop doesn't
Teresa,
stink.
I'd shut up so you can get this done. But then I'm going to move away from the microphone. She always makes my list of hottest chicks in the world.
She's incredibly gorgeous.
Yes.
Sometimes her accent is a little thick. Here she is with the Best Picture nominees for this year's Oscars.
The films nominated for Best Picture of 2006 are... Babel, Alejandro González Iñárritu, John Killick, and Steve Gollin, producers. The Departed, nominees to be determined. Letters from Iwo Jima, Clint Eastwood, Steven Spielberg, and Robert Lawrence, producers. Little Miss Sunshine, nominees to be determined. And The Queen, Andy Harris, Christine Langan, and Tracy Seward, producers.
Seward?
Yeah. I guess they don't like her.
Well, she didn't say the whole thing. She didn't want to get bleeped out, but evidently, yeah, not a fan of her producing work.
Yes.
Please, leave the commentary aside.
They just asked her to read the nominees.
Yes, I need to know what you think of the lady.
Well, Dreamgirls led all contenders
Hold
with
on.
Eight nominees. Yes?
Maybe this is going to sound very xenophobic, and those of you who may think I am already, but... I prefer somebody who makes announcements to have a grasp of the language of the land. Whatever land you're in, it'd be nice if you could speak that language clearly.
Go ahead, Danny.
Selma Hayek's fine, but I bet there's a lot of actresses that speak
she
pretty good English.
She speaks very well. She just has a thick accent.
Why do we have to stop showing off how progressive we are all the time? Well, let's just get someone to speak English up there.
I agree with Adam completely that if you're going to make an announcement in my country, you should speak my language well. But I remember when I was married to the Japanese girl, mm-hmm. and she was right off the boat, barely spoke English, and she left me a note, and my girlfriend came over, because we were only married so I could get her a green card.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend started to read the note, and it said, like, Dear Danny, me too store went... And this girl started making fun of my fake wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, really? Why don't you write her a note in Japanese?
No, it's impressive.
So it's impressive, but you got to give them something.
I respect it. I just feel like when they do this in France, they don't have a guy who speaks English as
no.
his first language get up there and sort of muddle through his broken French.
And right. it seemed like there was a Spanish name in there that even didn't sound right when she said it.
She's C-block at a certain point, I think. I heard C-word yeah. and C-block.
And there's those news guys that totally speak just flat-out English till they say their name. Then we went to the store, and then the store got robbed.
Put that on a cart, would you please?
Yes, I think we're going to be hearing more of that in
Thank
Brian's
you.
Drop list. Isaiah Washington from Grey's Anatomy, who got in trouble at the Golden Globes mm-hmm. for repeating the anti-gay slur that he allegedly said on the set of Grey's Anatomy. Well, he is now reaching out to leaders of the gay community. Yesterday, he had meetings with folks from the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, and of course, GLAAD. And by the way, it is No Name Calling Week, which is coordinated by the Gay and Lesbian
well,
Alliance.
Who came
Defamation.
Up with that idea?
Some fag.
Jesus Christ.
It's No Name Calling Week, Adam.
Huh.
Can you go a week?
Look, if you said no name calling hour, I would have to think about it. But week?
Wait, okay. Which is this guy's name that's reaching out to the gay community?
Isaiah Washington.
He's you just got to give race. One guy a hmm, and you're even.
Yeah, you shouldn't, reach out to the gay community. You should reach around.
Do it one time, you're square. You're fine.
I would like to get up there and just go, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to reach around to the gay community. And the second thing I'm going to do is I'm going to have an oral sit down with the Black Caucus.
I think there's been a lot of healing.
Hello, boys! I'm going to open my mouth and have an exchange with the large Black Caucus before I reach around to the gay community.
And then he's good. I mean, then how far can you go to say you're sorry that he's fine? How long can it take?
And, by the way, we'll give the lesbian community a verbal tongue lashing.
Would you like to give a tongue lashing to Mandy Moore?
Yes, I would.
Well, she could use it because she is grappling with a very serious problem.
What is it?
Mandy Moore says she's grappling with depression.
Well, that's it. I'm changing the name of my penis from Kurt to Depression. Now, every time I hear someone's grappling with depression, they'll think of me.
I know her pretty well. She doesn't seem like that.
She spoke to the folks at Jane Magazine in an interview that's coming out in the February edition, and she said, quote, a few months ago, I felt really low, really sad, depressed for no reason. The 22-year-old singer, actress, says that she's usually a very positive person, and she doesn't know why she was going through a hard time, possibly her high-profile breakup with actor Zach Braff. But you know what's really helped her? Writing, she says, has been very therapeutic.
Tell her to drop by my medicine cabinet. I'll help her.
Yes. Write a prescription for some Xanax.
Yes, there you go.
Lamictal, Lexapro, got it all.
That's where the writing comes in handy.
Yeah. Fiction, mostly. Now, she says these nuggets that have come up over the past 8 months have made me look at things in a different way. She means nuggets of wisdom that she's written. And she also adds, I feel bad that people wasted their money on such trite, blah, pop music. Talking about some of the albums she's put out. Yes. Now, speaking
hot
of
chick with low self-esteem.
No, perfect.
Now,
speaking of bad pop music, there was the kid on American Idol who he said, Simon, meaning he said, sounded like a Bush baby. And I don't know if you recall, but on that same episode, they had a little package about the Bush baby kid and his heavyset friend.
Mm-hmm.
And
Simon's always got a little package.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and these two got together. And they went on the Today Show, and they talked about their experience of being criticized on American Idol.
Simon, dude, you have an opinion, that's your opinion. But man, you really went too far.
Yes, that's very true, Simon. You know, that just isn't nice at all. You know, Simon, it's all about character. And I know that's what you're trying to do on a TV show, but Can you lay off the media a little bit and be a little nicer?
Speaking of laying off, over under on the fat one getting laid.
By when?
2041.
Oh, man.
What is the over under?
Okay. If I were to feel bad for that guy that just spoke until he spoke, like when he walked up, I go, you know, you're right, you should be a little nicer. And then he spoke like that. I'd go, you little mo, you're a Bush
it's
baby.
It's no name-calling week.
The one guy...
I actually apologize to Bush babies because you are so ass ugly.
Listen, bitch, that starts at midnight tonight, all right?
Okay,
now, let me say this, too. The one guy does look like a little bit of a weasel, and the other guy is huge, and if they were animated... The one guy would be riding the other guy. It looks like he should be riding him. He's like a organ grinder's monkey. Should be up on the guy's shoulder.
The skinny guy would have a wool hat pulled all the way down his head, and he'd talk about the lack of this.
Right.
Well, in closing, Paris Hilton pleaded no contest yesterday. She took a lesser charge of reckless driving as opposed to the DUI. Here's what she got. 3 years probation, a $390 fine, and she's been ordered to attend an alcohol education program. So you may be meeting Paris.
No, no community service at all?
No.
Oh, community service is a bitch.
If I was
got 750 hours once.
750 hours.
I know people that have shot people and got less than 750 hours.
And that is essentially picking up trash by the side of the freeway for the next 500 weekends, right?
Probably. I was thinking doing it full time, 40-hour weeks or more to get this done.
Right.
Then I
40 hours a week. Of
yeah. But then
how many seniors can you talk to about bedazzling?
But I figured a way to ring it, so I got out of it.
We need to take a break, but tell us how to rig your community service hours. Not yet.
I can rig a urine test.
Tell us when we come back.
With the doctor watching.
Tell us that. Meanwhile, I'm Teresa Strasser. That's the news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news. QCNN.
We're going to take a break. State of the Union tonight. Bush is going to deliver his State of the Union address. And with that, we thought we'd hear from you at 866-901-ADAM. What's wrong with this country? What do you think needs fixing? Bush will tell us what he thinks needs fixing and probably what he thinks is working. But I want to know what's wrong with this country, in your opinion. And also, Bonaducci is going to tell you how to rig a urine test and get out of community service next on the Adam Carolla Show.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show. Now, let's go behind the scenes as Frosty, Heidi, and Frank prepare for today's show.
Frank! Well, at least he recycled.
Oh, please. I think he built a go-kart out of the last case he flattened.
It's not a go-kart. It's a beer-mobile.
Well, there you have it. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is the epitome of nothing.
Kind of like your sex life.
KLSX. If you work or have worked for a company that copies software illegally, that company is breaking the law. The Business Software Alliance is offering rewards of up to $200,000 for qualifying software piracy leads. Join a growing number of people who have received rewards from the BSA for reporting software piracy. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or visit nopiracy.com. Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $200,000. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or visit nopiracy.com.
Tom Likas, free to say what you're already thinking.
When you stay out of touch with your chick tonight, she goes into the hopper. She'll be one of the chicks who'll be out drowning her sorrows because she never heard from you. And then I step in and I nail her for the night while you're busy nailing someone else. So in a sense, I become your electronic wingman. We all put our chicks back into the recycle bin tonight, and then everybody, you know, like dumpster diving, we all dive right into the recycle bin and pull something out.
The Tom Likas Show, weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1. Broadcasting in HD digital stereo. This is KLSX in Los Angeles. SoCal's home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci. Mornings online at 971freefm.com. On air at 97.1.
Powered by LA Yamaha and Marina Del.
97.1 KLSX 3FM, Los Angeles.
Kabloom, the full-service retail florist in Beverly Hills, presents Wednesday Night at the Morenos.
Oh, jeez, what a day.
Uh-huh.
Work, traffic, everything just so bad.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm getting a cold, too. Is there anything for dinner?
Dinner? I'll show you dinner. Did you even remember that it's our anniversary?
No, yes, no, not,
Okay,
better try that again. But this time, throw in some flowers from Kabloom in Beverly Hills.
Oh, jeez. What a day.
Honey, you look tired. What's that?
Well, I had to get off the freeway.
You got me flowers?
Of course.
Oh, baby. Let me take this stuff for you. How about a massage?
A massage? Yeah.
Once again, Kabloom in Beverly Hills saves the day.
Oh, yeah, baby. That's perfect.
Nothing's too good for the man who bought me roses.
Get your flowers at Kabloom at Wilshire and San Vicente. Call 323-852-1588. Kabloom, the power of fresh flowers.
Folks, we're here with Kyle Sullivan, general manager at Villa Ford in Orange. Kyle, tell me, what is it that keeps customers coming back year after year?
Well, we pride ourselves in putting the custom in customer service here at Villa Ford. My sales professionals will take you through the entire process from finding the right car to upfitting into the ride of your dreams.
So, Kyle, can you really get me into a new truck and trick it out exactly how I want it right at the dealership?
You bet. You can create your own custom vehicle from our huge inventory of cars, trucks, and accessories to meet your style and budget. And the best thing of all is that we can include all the accessories into one low finance package with the convenience of the Villa Ford backed installation.
Kyle, I thought this was just a special deal, you know, just for me.
No announcer, guy.
Oh.
At Villa Ford, this is the deal for everyone. Come see for yourself. Villa Ford off the 55 freeway at the Lincoln exit in Orange.
Let's Villa Ford in Orange. He'll deal with anyone, even me.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
From the planet Testicula.
Oh, God.
It's Tom Likas in space.
Thank you for not giving me an anal probe. This is where the universe gets together to discuss what kind of space jets you find below Orion's belt. It's a different kind of space program. We're the space program that is not hosted by a super intelligent spider. No! I am your host, Zygote from Uranus. You're on the Tom Likas in Space Show. Hello.
I've been nebulizing this hot female flagellant from Ganymede.
Really?
She has been engaging in multiplicative proclivities with my communications droid. What should I do?
Dematerialize that bitch. There's nothing like a little molecular reorganization to show a woman human business.
Thanks, Tom. Take me out with a hole in my space suit.
Here you go, Zygote.
Tune in tomorrow to Tom Likas in Space.
Klingo from the Crab Nebula. Hello. I love that.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Our mission in Iraq is clear. We're hunting down the terrorists, the thugs, the rejectionists, the Saddam loyalists, the dissenters. And the other group, of course, is the Al-Qaeda types.
In anticipation for tonight's State of the Union address, it's time for What's Wrong with This Country with Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, first thing that's wrong with this country is this should just be on one network. There's nothing worse than channel surfing when the State of the Union is going on and realizing that every goddamn station is covering this thing. And I would argue doesn't even need one station, needs half a station because it's just warmed over, stay the course, you know. There's trouble in Iraq, but the idea is not to pull up stakes and run. I mean, there's nothing you're going to hear tonight that's going to change your life in any effective or meaningful way. But Danny.
Yes, sir.
Before we go on to what's wrong with this country, you were going to tell us how to, A, get out of community service,
right,
and B, clean up the whiz.
Okay, first one's so easy. And I even called the judge from Philadelphia, because this is when I was on probation in four states. Three that I'd actually broken the law in, but I moved to Philadelphia, so they had to adjudicate me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was where I was watched.
Mm-hmm.
So people made me pee constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the judge because I was supposed to go collect food, canned food, for the Philadelphia Food Bank. And I called the judge, or wrote the judge, and I said, in one, like, telethon thing, and the radio station will back me, I can get $10,000 worth of food in, mm-hmm, in an afternoon,
mm-hmm,
Your Honor, because he gave me 750 hours. And he wrote back, I don't care about who you feed. I care about punishing you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, I like
judge
that.
Judge wasn't planned, but yes, yeah, so did I.
Yes,
you know?
Roy Can Bean.
So I went around and I knocked on doors and I collected food and I went to the Philadelphia Food Bank and I delivered the food and he gave me 3 hours credit.
Philadelphia Food Bank sounds like a gay bar.
So yeah, then,
want me for a smart cocktail? To
the next day, it dawned on me.
Or the Detroit Locker.
It dawned on me the next day. Just go to the grocery store and buy one can of random items that don't match.
Because
you got them from different houses.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
And I'd fill the cart and I'd go and I'd pay for it. And then I'd dump all the bags into my trunk and then put them in trash bags. And I'd go and he'd give me 10 hours credit.
Uh-huh. And you had how many hours?
750.
Really? And if you really do the weekend math, you know, 8 hours on a Saturday or a Sunday times 700 and whatever,
this guy was
a lot of time.
This guy was real. I broke a lot of laws. I was 14 felonies in that night.
In 30 seconds, how do I clean the whiz or beat the drug
test? In 30 seconds, hard because there's 1,000 ways. You got to start out either really simple or the hardest way out of all. Which would you like?
Simple.
Simplest way is to put a little bleach on the end of your finger, and while he's not looking, just touch it, and it'll clear everything. It'll come out. What will come out is inconclusive, and what they'll do is make you take another one. Okay. But by the time it comes back from the lab inconclusive, you're clean.
Bleach on your finger, and then you put it in the stream of urine.
Hmm. I always thought it was tears on my pillow.
And bleach on my
penis. Lovers.
But you got to remember, you got to do it. It's hard not to do it yourself because urine is 2 degrees hotter than body temperature. It's got to come out at about 101 degrees.
Zach?
What's wrong?
Yes, sir,
oh, wait a minute.
Pay taxes, bitch.
Forgot
that's
we had an
my
intro.
Problem.
There we go. Zach?
Yes, sir, Mr. Corolla.
What's wrong with this country?
Mr. Corolla, the only thing wrong with this country is you are not in charge. If you were in charge, everything would be better.
Zach won our Vegas edition of Ass Kiss Rodeo, by the way.
And I see he hasn't lost a step.
Not a step.
Thank you,
Mr.
Zach.
Corolla, I would like to say it's been a pleasure to talk to you again. I would just like to say thank you for just letting me hear your voice live over my phone. And I will cherish this day for the upcoming month.
Well, what are you doing with your other hand?
I hear we're coming back to Vegas somewhere in March, or at least I heard.
Yeah,
so
I heard that too.
We'll see Zach in the flesh. One thing I was thinking about when I was watching CNN yesterday and they were talking about gas prices coming back down again, I thought, no, dear Lord, no, because that means more SUVs. Think about, if anyone wants to know my basic views on politics, my views are, let's motivate people. Let's get them to do the right thing, not by asking them, not by threatening them, but by motivating them, the carrot at the end of the stick. We have made more progress, it feels like to me, on the alternative fuels, on the solar power, on the whatever power, on the hybrid automobiles in the last 6 months than we did in the last 60 years. I've heard more, and at the auto show, these things were more represented, the alternative fuel cars, the biodiesel, the clean diesel, the ethanol, the hybrids, the electric cars. There's been more talk about this in the last year than 10 years before this, simply because gas spiked up a few cents a barrel earlier in the year. This is what it takes. Let's keep it going. Let's not buy into the yo-yoing, because I feel like the oil companies know what's going on, and then mysteriously the prices go down and everyone goes out and gets another Escalade. Let's not be that short-sighted. Let's have a little memory this time, people.
Let's the motivation.
Keep going with this.
That famous comic and apparently my wife's ex-lover, bitch, Bill Hicks said, you should have the right to burn a flag. You just shouldn't want to.
Right.
That's the thing. You should motivate people to do the right thing.
Agreed. BC?
Yeah.
How say you, my brother?
I say that we need a new market to boost the economy, Adam.
By the way, you're speaking to AC, BC. And, yes, what would you like to do?
I don't know. Something that can work in each community, you know, individually in each city, like community gardens, so they don't have to buy food, so they can just grow it. Or, you know, something that'll save money in the pocket that adds up.
Shoot, a new market like Ralph's.
What sounds like a fuel Hauser fan.
By the way, when people talk about the, look, if we stop importing day laborers from Mexico and we start using our own, the price of a head of lettuce is going to go up. Up from what? $1.39 to $1.59. a goddamn McDonald's burger is 99 cents. You can get a hot dog anywhere. I mean, the problem with this country's food is too cheap. That's why we're too fat. The deal is the minimum wage is going up to $7, and there's still 99-cent and 39-cent cheeseburgers over at McDonald's.
I heard somebody talking about fat homeless people and how they didn't understand it. That's how they get fat, because what they eat is the cheap 99-cent food that is riddled with fat.
But when people do that thing where they go, who's going to pick your lettuce? Who's going to pick your grapes? I'll tell you who, a white guy for $9 an hour, and I'll pay an extra 50 cents for that bottle of wine. How about that? Isn't that the way we do it with everything?
No, but I believe it should be. I believe you have an
excellent
point.
Well, I mean, we do just do what's right. Like we were talking about hybrid automobiles a moment ago. Airbags. Well, they must add $800 to the price of every car, but that just gets tacked on to the window sticker because we've decided it's more important to have airbags than not have them and not give you the option.
Line the dashboard with Mexicans.
Write that down, Brian. Head of lettuce is now going to be 59 cents instead of 39 cents. I'll pay it. Will you guys pay it?
I'll pay it, but are you sure? Because I don't know why, but I actually listen to you. Are you sure that would work? That it's not going to be $50 for a head of lettuce?
It can't be because...
The market won't bear that.
First off, the
people... Yeah, the lettuce goes away.
The people you bring in... Right, the people you're bringing in aren't doing the work for free. They're doing it cheaply. And they're not even doing
And they're being burdened.
They're not... And look, listen, everybody. I'm a domestic white guy who's done S work half my life because I was desperate. Not because of the color of my skin, but because I was poor.
Right.
I cleaned carpets for $6.50 an hour. I worked with Latin guys who were also getting $6.50 an hour. As long as you have desperate... high schoolers who come from broken families, right. You'll have people to do your crap work. But here's the deal. I don't want people that are doing the crap work to do it forever. That's indentured servitude. The idea that this guy's in his 40s and he's still out picking lettuce, not a great plan. If you really love that guy, you'll give him incentives to get out of that field. I want this to be something that people do for the summer and then go off to a better paying gig.
And they are replaced by the younger generation.
The next generation of losers.
I was just thinking about this expression the other night.
You said two of them, by the way.
Somebody said to me, the world needs ditch diggers, too.
Right,
ditch diggers.
Right.
And I thought, nah, we really
don't. There is no racial bigotry here.
Thank you.
Kyle?
I'd say overconsumption in America.
Yes, you don't like the fact that we use up the lion's share of
80%.
Everything.
80%. We're less than 10% of the population. We use up 80% of the stuff.
And I believe we have the ability to solve that through technology, and we're not doing it. We're just sort of succumbing to the oil companies and big power. We have the technology. We've had the technology. What we need to do is we're not going to give up our usage. It's not like, well, we're going to use less kilowatts or less gallons of fuel. What we are and can do is spearhead the technological movement so that we and the rest of the world aren't that dependent on it. Because if we don't get this sorted out, these third world countries that have a hell of a lot more people than we do don't care about smokestacks that scrub the stuff that comes out of them before it comes out. They don't have an EPA. They don't have a DOT. They don't have any of that stuff. All they have is a bunch of people who are hungry, and they can give a rat's ass about what they're doing to the river that's running through
their
town.
All they have is hope, and that is completely covered in smoke and soot and debris, and they don't care.
I'm interested to hear what Sue, a female, thinks is wrong with this country, but maybe we can find out when we come back.
Well, let's give a little tease with Sue. Sue?
Yeah?
You think we're way too nice to people in this country?
Oh, my God. So nice. To prisoners.
Hold on. We need to take a break. I'm curious who, other than prisoners, you think we're way too nice to in this country. We'll take a quick break. We'll continue with what's wrong with this country after this.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
Hey,
Mr. Teeny Screen. Want a huge new Panasonic big screen to watch the big game this year?
It's intercepted!
Then listen to 97.1 Free FM, LA's only FM talk station. Because all this month, we're giving you tons of chances to win a 42-inch Panasonic Plasma HD TV. It'll happen a couple of times each day. Just listen for us to tell you when to call in and win. Then you pick up your phone, call in, hopefully win. Oh, by the way, one grand prize winner will score a 103-inch Panasonic Plasma HD TV worth $70,000. So listen all day today. You could be watching the big game on a brand new Panasonic big screen. America's best-selling plasma TV. Panasonic, ideas for life. We are 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
So, do you have one of those winter colds where every time you sneeze you feel like your head's going to explode? Ouch. Bet that hurt. That's why you need to get the Winter Pack from Liovit USA. It's three big canisters full of all-natural cold remedies designed to help your body heal. Start with Flu Assist. Its formulation of fruits and herbs provides support and nourishment to your body. It's a warm, satisfying beverage that's easy on your system and tastes great. Then, give yourself some Clear Throat. It's designed to control the coughing associated with throat and respiratory irritations. And treat yourself to some cold support. It's warm, it's comforting, and it can help your body feel better. And the great thing about all of Liovit USA's products is that they're all natural. There's no chemicals. Get the Winter Pack now. Go to LeoVitUSA.com. That's LeoVitUSA.com. Or call 800-930-3830. Remember, Liovit has your health in mind. Go to LeoVitUSA.com.
Are you lost among renters in a buyer's market? Have you been telling yourself that you're just waiting for the right time to invest? Stop throwing your money away. Call the expert staff at Wings Realty today at 866-691-0466. The real estate professionals at Wings will make buying your dream home a reality. They'll handle every step of the house hunting and buying process, from choosing the right home for you and your family to negotiating the best deal and securing the loan. Call them at 866-691-0466. It is now a buyer's market. Don't let the opportunity to improve your credit and establish wealth pass you by. If you've been burned by bad loans and are facing foreclosure, don't wait. Now's the time to let the specialists at Wings Realty show you the trade secrets that others don't want you to know. Wings Realty can save you and your home. Call them today at 866-691-0466. That's 866-691-0466.
Yeah, Lennox Financial. You want to own, you do not want to rent. You can't afford not to own. Look, get that down payment by hook or by crook, and then buy yourself something. And when you do buy yourself something, use Lennox Financial. Or maybe you want to do a little refi. Well, then again, Lennox Financial. Not one single dime of closing costs. That's right. Refinance, new purchase, not a damn dime of closing costs. I'm sorry I swore, but I'm upset. Call 888-945-4105. They call it the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. I say that's an understatement. I've said they should go, and they got a hell of a product, and they need to get behind it.
You said hell, damn, and. It's a small statement.
It is. I'm tired of them soft-pedaling themselves. This is important stuff. It is bigger than the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. LennoxHomeLoans.com is where you go. They're licensed by the California Department of Corporations. Call 888-945-4105. Lennox. Lennox Financial.
Adam Carolla now. Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
Today at 3.
97.1
KLSX. Free FM.
FM streaming experience is powered by the great taste of Miller Lite. Always a good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Always live
Don't
Wisconsin.
Worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
.1 KLSX Free FM, an equal opportunity employer, is dedicated to providing broad outreach regarding job vacancies at the station. We seek the help of local community organizations in referring qualified applicants to our station. Community organizations that wish to receive our vacancy information should contact Jennifer Baker at 97.1 KLSX Free FM by calling 323-930-5271. In addition, all listeners are encouraged to visit cbsradio.com for an online listing of job openings at all CBS Radio stations.
Hi, this is Stevie Wonder, and we're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Yeah.
He said, we're listening.
Yeah.
I like that.
He's a fan of yours.
I did say he listened once in a while. I guess Stevie would listen to the radio. Sure.
Probably not in his car.
Yeah, I...
As a passenger.
Saw him in the hallway, and we rounded him up and threw the mic in front of him and got him to say that, but...
I asked him, I said, do you know they dress you like that? That's what I asked him.
I wanted to know... I thought how weird it would be. This guy takes a picture with every single person he meets. Everyone wants to get a picture with Stevie Wonder. And it's weird when you're blind or sort of ironic or, I don't know, poetic or something that you're taking. Here's a guy who's taken probably thousands of pictures and has no idea what they look like. We were talking about this country of ours. President has a State of the Union. And again, does it need to be on 18 channels? How about you just pick one, and if people want to watch it, they'll watch it.
As a almost blind patriot, mm-hmm. I must say you're right that there will be no life-altering statements made tonight. Of course you're right about that.
Yeah.
Nobody's life's going to be changed tonight.
And I just feel like there's nothing that will come out of Bush's mouth that hasn't come out already. I am I'm patriotic in the sense that I don't hate Bush. I don't think Bush is stupid. I don't think he's evil. I don't think what he's trying to do is evil. But I still don't think there's anything that's going to come out of his mouth that is going to make me go, wow, there's something. And he's not charismatic enough and a good enough speaker to make me want to go, wonder what this guy's going to say this time. Whatever he's going to say this time, he worked out this time last week.
Right.
And he is going to then regurgitate that to us while
and
we watch
worked
tonight.
Worked it out with other guys. My friend Ben Stein.
Oh, when I say he worked it out, I mean they worked it out.
That guy Ben Stein, he was Bueller.
Sure,
that guy.
Ben
Stein's
money.
He used to
write
for Kennedy.
Nixon.
He used to write for Nixon. He used to write their speeches, so they'd be saying that guy's words.
Of course, I mean you have to if you're gonna be in politics or morning radio. And by the way, Artie, I'm behind. Begin to move the teleprompter ahead. Ironic that we're just talking about you while I was reading on the teleprompter, but you need that. All right, now people are too nice, so says Sue, or we're way too nice, so says Sue. Sue?
Yes, sir.
That's wrong. That's what's wrong with this country?
Yeah, absolutely. Prisoners, illegal immigrants, stupid people that keep having kids. We're way too nice to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we get rid of all the illegal immigrants, and then we bring back chain gangs.
Jesus.
And that's how we're going to keep the price of the fruit and vegetables probably even lower.
Right. Except for every peach you bite into will have a prisoner snot rocket on it.
No.
Other than that...
No, you're supposed to clean it anyway before you eat it.
This nectarine smells like balls. Wonder what the hell this came from.
For a guy who's been this close to prison twice, I agree with her. The punishment should be much more difficult in prison.
Well,
and Danny, don't you think you'd rather be out in picking a head of lettuce than sitting in a cell?
Well, it depends about the head of lettuce.
Yeah, it depends what he's doing in his cell, too. But, yeah, I love those prison chain gangs.
Yeah, me
I
too.
Love that Cool Hand Luke stuff.
One of my all-time favorite
movies.
And I agree, we've lost our ability to judge in this country. I liked it when people judged. I liked it when a Paris Hilton would be a little bit of a pariah in society.
Yeah.
I liked it when there was infamous, and then there was famous. And right. there was a difference between being known for something that was bad and something that was good. There was Charles Lindbergh, and then there was a guy who kidnapped their his kid.
Right.
There were two different people famous for two different things, but not just both famous, right. infamous, and famous. Well, I miss the shaming part
yes.
of our society.
Sue, who else should
there
be on the chain? Who else should be on the chain gang?
Who else? What?
Who else should be on the chain gang? Yeah. What groups do you think we're too nice to?
Just I would just put the prisoners on the chain gang, but the stupid people that keep having kids, especially those that are on welfare, they would have to have a mandatory birth control shot every month before they get a dime from the government.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Who's Depakote?
Yes.
So there you go.
Look, the problem with this is
a lot of progesterone.
First off, a lot of this stuff breaks down into certain racial groups
yes,
that we can't bring up as white people, and there's no white politician that's going to be talking about welfare mothers because it becomes a race issue yeah. because the lion's share.
And then they use the word urban, like that's going to disguise stuff.
Right. Now, first off, race aside, whatever the issue is, we should be able to discuss the issue.
Right.
It's a socioeconomic issue,
it
in
is.
Fact.
Yeah, but if we're talking gang violence, we should be able to talk about the race involved. It's not the Amish, but if we're talking about white-collar crime, then we're not talking about Crips and Bloods.
Right, but when we talk about white-collar crime, the word white is in it, and we can say it as loud as we want.
Right.
You change the color, we can't. We all have to be scared of what we say.
Mm,
you know?
Black-colored crime.
Yeah. Mm. Well, the only way you can say black and the word and crime together mm-hmm. is when you're making a social statement saying black on black crime.
You mean like what happened between David Alan Greer and Omarosa at the Playboy Mansion?
Yeah,
that's
dude,
right.
That was black on black crime.
Rematch. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yes, the thriller. Oh, wait, see, the thriller in the grotto. The thriller in the grotto.
The thriller at the villa.
Well, where's
there
the villa?
There you go.
The whole mansion's a villa.
Yeah, but it's not known as a villa.
Close.
Well, how's the grotto work?
You're both pretty. Let's take a call.
All right.
Can we move forward?
Where were we? No one calls a Playboy mansion the villa. Eric?
The grotto doesn't rhyme.
Yeah.
Well, then we'll figure out. We got to work grotto.
Okay.
The thriller that's not vanilla.
Can we move
the
forward?
The grotto in the grotto.
Eric?
Yeah.
Well, what you do is you modify. You like right. grotto. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'll do
yes,
that.
Sir. Eric?
Yeah, you guys, you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I got to tell you, Danny's a nice addition to the show. I've known him for a long time, and Teresa, you are perfect.
Well, thank you very much,
thank
man.
Thank you, Eric. You just
really
bedazzled my heart. Here you go, fatty. Why don't you do a couple sit-ups?
Eric, quickly, what's wrong with this country?
Take responsibility. People are so afraid to make a decision in this country. They want everybody else to do it for them. They want the media to tell them what's right and wrong. They want politicians to do it. Ben Franklin said anyone who gives up liberty for security deserves neither liberty nor security, and that's what's happening. We're giving up our civil rights and our constitutional rights just so that we feel safe in this country. Nobody's willing to take responsibility for their actions and their decisions anymore.
Well, listening to people, I agree. There's a lawsuit every time someone's lap is burned with some hot coffee. But
right.
speaking of that, listening to yourself, I feel like 06 was the year of the know-nothing expert. I heard more people on CNN and
yeah.
Fox and Friends and all this kind of stuff, experts, so-called experts, wax on ad nauseum about the Middle East, about Bush, about child
body
safety,
language.
About body language. Yes, let's take a look at the...
Your writing analyst.
Yes, we're going to analyze Mel Gibson's posture when he's talking to Diane Sawyer.
Voice stress analyzers to see if you're lying over the television.
I got some 22-year-old coos who can't figure out what to do with their own hair. Forget about what to do with Mel Gibson's body language. He's shifted to the right. That usually means he's not secure with his answer. Usually, sort of, could be an indicator of what happened to the expert. What happened to the guy that just effing knew his business and would tell you about it? I'm not talking about these ditzy broads and these guys that have had way too much waxing on their brow come across and tell you, yes, I'm analyzing the penmanship on this guy's suicide note. I'm tired. These are speculators. They're not experts. I'm tired of calling people who speculate, and by the way, whose batting average is horrible. you turn on, Danny, you don't follow sports, but if you watch as much sports as I would, you would see four blowhards talking about the game that's going to take place the following Sunday, blowing it out every which way but Sunday, and they're all wrong at when the final whistle sounds at the end. I'm tired of so-called experts. Let's just call them speculators or something.
Now, these guys are great radio, so I don't wish to put them down. But what about, if you're going to talk about speculators with bad batting averages, psychics?
Oh, they're the worst.
Psychics, I mean, they can be, if they're good, they can be amazingly interesting, but they're just good carnival barkers.
Well, Adam's made the point that people are very self-absorbed, and so we all like to know about ourselves and what's going to happen to us.
We had a pet psychic in here somewhere around March who was trying to tell me what my dog was thinking, and it was laughably bad.
Joan Collins' sister does that.
Please.
Jackie called with the two little dogs, and right, she tells you what her dogs are psychic. These little tiny Dobermans.
In 07, no more experts to tell you nothing. We need to take a quick break, but we're going to leave enough time to do a round of So What Have We Learned? So we'll do So What Have We Learned next on The Adam Carolla Show.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
Why put off till tomorrow what you can have today? Get to Montclair Yamaha now for the huge Yamaha Why Wait sales event. For a limited time, you can get instant customer cash plus payments as low as $69 a month on all Yamaha motorcycles and ATVs, like the race-ready YZ450F or Raptor 700R, and start the kids off right with an easy electric start Raptor ATV or TTR dirt bike. So hurry to Montclair Yamaha today, because the Yamaha Why Wait sales event ends soon. Montclair Yamaha, 5505 Moreno Street, just off the 10 freeway in Montclair.
Offer good through 12/31/06 on select new 2007 or new prior year Yamaha motorcycles and ATVs with approved credit on the Yamaha card. Reduced rate 8.9% APR, $69 monthly payment. Good for 24 months on amounts financed up to $8,500. Thereafter, standard rate up to 22.99% APR applies. Default rate 24.99%. Minimum finance charge $1. Customer cash offer good on select models. See dealer for ATV age recommendations. For safety and training information, call the ATV Safety Institute at 1-800-887-2887.
Montclair Yamaha, 5505 Moreno Street, just off the 10 freeway in Montclair.
Now, more things that are free in Southern California. Smog, traffic, cell phone dropout.
Hey there, hello.
Love that. Okay, an earthquake every once in a while. Wildfires. Oh, don't forget mudslides. Slow speed chases, high speed chases. Stupid people. Oh, and of course, 97.1 Free FM.
As Madge the Manicurist once said, we're soaking in it.
So what is Free FM?
Free.
You know what I'm saying?
An awesome mix of
personalities.
Regularly scheduled programming.
That's not regular.
It's not regular.
It's not regular.
And never programmed.
Never programmed.
Never programmed.
The past.
The present.
And the future.
It's now, baby.
An attitude.
An attitude.
A permission slip.
And all access pass.
It's just free.
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 Free.
And free.
And free is good.
Is good.
You know what I'm saying?
97.1 Free FM.
No payments until June of 2007. Unbelievable. Hi, I'm John Uribe with Homefront Mortgage. With this program, if you close your loan in January, your first payment won't be due until June. You heard me right. No payments till June of 2007. Unbelievable. The first 3 months of your payment are not added to your loan. And yes, the bank is making your payments. And on our 50-year loan, we can go up to 100% of your property's value. A FICO score as low as 540 and unlimited 30-day lates. With the 50-year payment, over 30 years, your payment will stay low while still paying down the principal. Yes, you heard me right, while still paying down your principal. If you have a neg am, an interest only, or an option arm, this is the loan for you. At Homefront Mortgage, we are a bank. We are a direct lender. Call me, John Uribe, at Homefront Mortgage at 800-848-8301. That's 800-848-8301. Homefront Mortgage, 800-848-8301.
97.1 KLSX, 3FM, Adam Carolla.
Adam Carolla.
Funny Morning Radio.
Pro Flowers. I am pro flowers, and one con that's pro flowers, Danny Bonaducci.
A con that is pro. Pro flowers. Mm-hmm.
That's right. $39.99 for a dozen roses. They gave me a dozen, so it doesn't count. It's right. Like a preseason game for my wife. It doesn't actually count on
you
the
didn't
record.
Buy them.
I brought them home. It's because of me that she has the right. flowers, but it goes down as a zero in the book because they were given to me. But I opened them up a week ago and they look brand new. Oh, I saw them this
can I
morning.
Tell you, I know the secret because it's so much fun.
They're
each
on the
individual
juice.
Rose is in a little plastic cup of water that's really sealed tight, and it's so fun when you pull that off to put it in the vase. It goes. And you put up all 12, and that's why they look so fresh, because they're all in this water.
You know, after you deliver this to the missus, you're going to need a condom.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Just doing the Two math seconds. On this one.
Right, have the pro flowers
all right.
go there.
Here's what you do. You can get yourself a free upgraded ruby red vase. I have one of those as well. It looks spectacular. What a time we're living in. Don't go down to the corner and give that Ma and Pa guy with the contents of your wallet.
Hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds
for flowers,
of dollars. Nope, $39.99. You just drop my name when you order. You say Adam, and you can get 18 red roses. Forget about the dozen, even the baker's dozen. 18 plus the free ruby red vase. Such a deal. Limited time offer. This week only. Don't wait. What do? Go to proflowers.com. Drop my name. That's proflowers.com.
This free FM.
Look, they are free.
It's freedom, baby. Yeah.
97.1 is now
free FM.
They call me free.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Just enough time to do a little segment called, So, What Have We Learned? Well, first thing we learned, there's nothing worse than being hoisted on one's absurd.
Yes.
Also, sounds like something you could order over at the breakfast item, new breakfast
yeah,
item
dessert.
Over at Jack in the Box. Give me a couple absurds and some dipping sauce. Other thing we learned is the master bathroom. I find a racist term. I like to call it the former slave owner bathroom. And finally, do not reach out to the gay community. Reach around to the gay community. You want to make the gay community happy? Don't reach out. Reach around. Right. Thank you.
Good times.
Tomorrow, Lisa Lampanelli. She is funny. And Kelly who? Who? That's right. Kelly who from In Case of Emergency. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.
Bush baby, give me your hand, give me something. I can remember.